It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
Good afternoon. It's time for high school football playoff action on Sunny 101.3. Today is Class D2 playoff action. Nebraska 8-man high school football as the 8th-ranked Johnson Brock Eagles head off to play the number 6-ranked Riverside squad. Johnson Brock 7-2 on the year. Riverside is 8-1 on the season. Despite those lofty rankings of 6th and 8th in the seeding, Riverside is the number 5 seed in Class D2, while Johnson Brock is the number 12 seed, so it's the Eagles on the road at Riverside. In round 1, Johnson Brock impressed with a 56-12 win over Windside, while Riverside put up 74 points in their win against Sand Hills Valley, and they score a lot of points. It could be an offensive show today, or the defenses could step up and get some stops. You never know in a high school football playoff game. Randy Gatula's got the play-by-play action coming your way. We'll kick it off at 5 o'clock this afternoon. I had a chance to visit with the coaches. We'll be back and hear from the coaches and find out what they think about today's matchup after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with the coaches as we find out more information about today's matchup between Riverside and Johnson Brock. Coach Corey Valsek joins us. Coach, let's talk about your football team. We're getting to the playoffs now, so obviously we see teams we don't ever see in regular season. Tell me about your Riverside Chargers.
We've had a pretty good season. We're 8-1. Our only loss is Humphrey St. Francis. We had our chances to win that game as well. They turned the ball over 3 times in the second quarter, and that killed us. But other than that, we've done a good job of executing, and we went to a couple of camps this summer, and we worked hard in the summertime in the weight room and practice every day, and it's certainly helped. We have a good group of 6 seniors that are good leaders for us, and we have a couple of juniors that are really good leaders too.
All right, let's talk about the offensive side of the football. Who are some of the young men we're going to be talking about today on the radio for your team?
Tony Berger is our running back. He has almost 1,300 yards rushing. He's done a good job. Our offensive line, led by David Lozano, has done a great job opening up holes for him. And Charlie Keene and Lane Swerzik at tight end, as well as Colton Burt and Patrick Oedeke. Trent Kerher is our quarterback. He's a good he does a really good job of running our offense. They run a little bit of option. He throws the ball well. And Carson Bloom's a really good receiver for us. He has about 500 yards receiving so far. He's fast, so that helps.
Yeah, but when you get to this point, obviously, I mean, I know you hung up a bunch of points last week. Is that one of the strengths of the team on the offensive side?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the good thing about our offense is we're balanced. I mean, we got a physical line, but we also got skill guys that can play with anybody. So that's, if teams stop a run, we throw. If they stop a pass, we run on them. It works well for us.
Sounds like a good game plan. How about the defensive side of the football? What are we going to see over there?
Well, we run a 3-2 on defense. We're pretty balanced. Our linebackers are aggressive. Johnson Brock's got really good skill guys. They spread you out, and they run their offense well. So if we can limit their big plays, that'll be a big difference in this game.
That's what I wanted to go to next. Coach, your concerns with Johnson Brock, both sides. I guess we'll start with the offense. What are your concerns over there?
Fossenberger is a heck of a quarterback, number one. And Perriott's a pretty good receiver. The running back, Pelican's a good back. Number 33, Gravett. He's a receiver. He's a pretty good player, too. They got good skill guys, and they're good in space, and they force you to make tackles in the open field and put you in spot, put their players in spots to make plays, and they do a good job of that. Coach Roberts does a really good job of that.
Yeah. Coach, if you would, just tell us a couple of keys to the ballgame if things are going well today for your Chargers.
We got to be the more physical team. We played some pretty physical teams up here with Elgin and Humphrey, and we got to do that tonight. And then turnover battle and win the big plays. If we limit their big plays, we make big plays ourselves, and we don't turn the ball over and force a couple, that'll be the difference in the game, I think.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Welcome back to our pregame show. We're going to visit now with Johnson Brock coach Mitch Roberts as the Eagles are getting ready for a playoff game today at against Riverside. We talk about Riverside, and everybody goes, where in the world is that, Coach? So you've had to scope out all this trip. Where are you going?
Going to Cedar Rapids. So that's where the game will be held, but they're a combination of Cedar Rapids and Spalding. So we'll have to stop about halfway. It's about 3.5 hours or so. So we'll stop in York and stretch out and then continue our trip.
Yeah, it's as we talked about in the coaches show this week, kids have been successful enough over the years and a few of the regular season games even. You're kind of used to these long trips now.
Yeah, definitely. I think the kids enjoy it, being on the bus, getting a chance to bond. You know, they kind of relax. Some of them will sleep and kind of get themselves – prepared for what's to come, and we know we have a challenge ahead of us.
Solid win in the opener last week in the opening round of the playoffs, 56-12 against Windside. That should help give the kids some confidence taking on an opponent they had never seen before.
Yeah, we've got a nice little winning streak going on, but everything resets every week, new opponent every week. So we're going to have to play really well, and we had a good week of practice, and I think our kids are ready.
I know you told me last week you had some kids that were kind of dinged up. Are they getting any better?
A little bit here and there. Practices have been pretty light, especially when you get to this late in the year. You've been playing football for a lot of weeks. So we've had to go a little bit lighter in practice, but kids have been still getting their reps, and we feel good about where we're at and get those kids healthy so they're able to play on Friday.
Now, Riverside averages over 57 points a game out of their offense. What do you expect to see today?
They've got a nice little run attack, but then they hit a big pass plays. So we're going to have to limit that. They like those deep passes. So, very dynamic. They've got great speed. So we'll just try to have to limit their opportunities with those big plays.
And as far as defensively, what do they do on that side of the ball?
They show a lot of pressure. They like to walk their linebackers up to the line of scrimmage and kind of force you into some different situations, a lot of zone coverage. So, we're used to being played a lot of man, which opens us up a lot. So we'll have to adjust a little bit with the zone that we're planning to face, and I think we've got a good game plan with that.
It helps when you've got a quarterback that throws it pretty well, and when necessary, he can run it.
Yeah, we've got a lot of playmakers, and fortunately, one plays quarterback for us, and they have to respect both aspects of our offense, too, with how balanced we've been able to be this year. I like the way we're running the ball right now, and we're going to need that going into this game.
Coach, if you would, a couple keys of the game for this one, if things are going well for Johnson Brock.
We're winning the turnover battle. They have a dynamic offense, so we need to limit their possessions and try to take the ball away a couple times to slow them down, and then take care of the ball ourselves, too. We've got a really good offense when things are clicking and we're doing things the right way, and I think that'll be huge.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Wish you and the Eagles good luck in the ball game.
All right. Thanks, John.
That's Visit with Coach Mitch Roberts. We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City. You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Everyone from Riverside High School in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska. As we're getting set for Class D2 8-man high school football, the playoffs, the Johnson Brock Eagles today going against the Riverside Chargers. We're going to take a 60-second timeout right here and chat for a minute here with our board operator. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And once again, we welcome you back to Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, Riverside High School. My name is Randy Gatula. This afternoon, very pleased to be seated alongside Blaine Behrens. And Blaine, welcome. An absolutely gorgeous afternoon for football.
Hey, Randy. Yeah, thanks for having me next to you today and glad to be here in Riverside. The weather is absolutely beautiful. 61 degrees, sunshine. The wind is less than 5 miles per hour out of the northwest. A perfect night for football.
Now, on your broadcast debut with me, we were in Ellen, Nebraska, and as I seem to recall, it was more like in the 20s that night. So we're probably 40 degrees warmer, and we're also inside instead of sitting out in the bleachers. So you're going to get a chance of the good life here this time, Blaine.
Yes.
We're looking forward to it.
This is paradise. This is great. Thank you.
We're going to have a great football game. There's no doubt about it. These two football teams come in here, Johnson Brock at 7-2 on the year, the Riverside Chargers 8-1. But here's the thing. The three losses that these two teams have combined have all been to some very, very good football teams. Johnson Brock's only two losses were to Nebraska City Lords and to Fall City Sacred Heart, who are both playoff teams. The only loss on the record here for Riverside was a tough one. They lost to Humphrey St. Francis. So between the two teams, only three losses, and those three losses all went against very, very good football teams. We will take a look at the starting lineups here for the ball game. First off, Have we had the coin toss out there, Blaine? Help me out.
Yes, looks like Riverside's elected to receive, and they're going to be going from west to east.
All right, this field runs east and west. We're seated on the south side of the field looking due north. That means the sun is over our left shoulder here. With the 5 o'clock kickoff, I believe I looked and the sunset is like at 6:37 tonight, so we're going to play the majority of this ball game in broad daylight out here, and I always look forward to that. It makes life a little bit easier on these small fields out here. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, the offensive lineups for the Riverside Chargers. As we said, they are 8-1. They're coached by Coach Corey Velasic. At center, David Lozano. Lozano, 220 and a junior. The left guard is Charlie Keene. Keene is a 170-pound senior. At the right guard, Lane Zwerzek. Zwerzek, a senior at 170. The wide receivers are Carson Bloom. Bloom, 165 and a junior, along with Patrick Grodicke. Grodicke is a 145-pound senior. The other wide receiver, Connor Carraher, a senior at 150. Quarterback is Trent Carraher. He's 140 and a senior. And the running back is Tony Berger. Berger, a senior at 170 pounds. And Blaine, the one thing that kind of jumps out at me when I look at this, they're not a real big football team. You've got guards that are 170, receivers there, 145, 150. So they aren't great big kids, but from what we understand, they're fairly fast. So this should be one heck of a ball game. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. At center, Mason Benham. He's a senior. The left guard is Leighton Behrens, a sophomore. At the right guard, Zach Hawley, also a sophomore. Wide receiver, Hunter Gravatt. Gravatt's a senior. The tight end is Ryan Bowling, a senior. Caleb Fossenbarger is the quarterback. He's a senior. Sloan Pelican, running back, a sophomore. Jalen Behrens is listed as a wide receiver. He's a junior. Now, you're going to see a lot of Nick Perriott on the field also. And we've got Peyton Grotrian listed as a backup quarterback. So those are the the principals you're going to be hearing about this afternoon here from Cedar Rapids. And, you know, Blaine, right at the outset, I want to take this opportunity to thank Dan Wolken, the activities director here at Cedar Rapids at Riverside High, and Coach Vlasic for their fine hospitality. My goodness, they've got us seated here between the 35 and 40 yard line high atop the bleachers. We are inside the press box, folks, and that's a rarity when we travel to these small schools that we're able to be inside the box. We also want to acknowledge all of our listeners listening in here in the Cedar Rapids area. There is no local radio coverage of tonight's game. However, they've been made aware of our website, and if you have found our broadcast here at mscsports.net, folks here in the Cedar Rapids area, as well as those of you back around Johnson-Brock, we encourage you to give a friend a call and share that web address with them. Let them know that they can hear Riverside Chargers football tonight live on the air via the internet. Again, mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA. That's us, more commonly known as Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this two-minute break. You're listening to Johnson-Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, Riverside High School. Randy Gatula along with Blaine Behrens. We've had the introduction of the starting lineups over the public address system, getting set for our national anthem. It's going to be performed by a girls' octet here from Riverside High School. And Blaine, we happen to have them right in our broadcast booth where they're going to sing that national anthem. So we're going to keep it here live and share that with you as it's going to be performed here from right inside our broadcast booth. At this point, they're waiting for the colors to be presented out on the field, and then we'll have that national anthem. I want to remind you also that tonight we have the Sacred Heart Irish on the air on our sister station, KTNC. They kick off at 6 o'clock. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. That's live from Kennesaw. Here we go. Still waiting for the cue as they bring the colors onto the field. And then these young ladies gathered all around Blaine and I, getting set to sing our national anthem. Colors presented out to the midfield stripe.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose bright stripes and bright stars
Blaine, I have to tell you, 50 years of broadcasting, and you always have a first. This is our first time ever that we've had a girls' octet actually perform the national anthem right from within our broadcast booth, and they did a wonderful job. Nice job, ladies. Moment of silence here now as the colors are being retired. Kind of a neat touch. A pair of the players here from the Chargers team have gone out to escort the American Legion member with the flag and bring him to the sideline as they leave the field. Now they'll rejoin their team, and we'll have the applause. A very touching performance of our national anthem, and the girls, they did a great job, Wade.
Oh, that was fantastic. That was absolutely beautiful.
Never had that happen before where we were able to just turn around and hand them a microphone.
No kidding. Glad to be part of this.
Yeah, that was a fun deal. Okay, once again, we are live at Cedar Rapids, Nebraska. Now, some of you folks back in Johnson Brock, you're thinking right now, all right, Randy, where are you? Where's Cedar Rapids? We're about 70 miles north and a little bit west of York. We're about 20 miles east of Greeley, to give you an idea where we're located up here. Pretty fur piece, about 190 miles from Elk Creek, I can tell you that. And nice drive up here, beautiful day to come up. And the nice part about a 5 o'clock kickoff, we're going to get out of here at a decent time and be able to drive back home. None of this getting home at midnight business, so that's very helpful. We've had our coin toss. The Chargers have elected to receive the opening kickoff. That means Johnson Brock will be kicking off from our right to left, from east to west. Again, we're seated on the south side of the field. Johnson Brock wearing their white jerseys, red numerals with the red pants. The Chargers, the San Diego Chargers out here, and they're blue and gold, gold numerals on blue pants, looks like black pants and blue jerseys, and they'll be lining up to our left. Who we got back deep here? Can you pick up the numbers to return this one?
Looks like number six, Tony Berger, and can't quite get a number on the other return man, possibly 21, Patrick Grodeke.
Okay, we think it's Grodeke and Berger back there. We know Sloan Pelican handles the kickoff. That's a beauty. This is my third, maybe fourth game of the year of covering Johnson Brock. It makes things very simple once you've covered the team several times. So Pelican, with the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, let's hope he gets a lot of kickoffs today here. Ready to kick it away, and here it is, a high end-over-ender. The ball is going to be fielded in the end zone, and he won't be able to bring it out, so they'll bring the ball out to the 15-yard line. That was Tony Berger back there that fielded that kickoff. So they'll bring it to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Chargers will start. They'll have the ball first and 10, just underway. Class D2, second round, state playoffs. Johnson Brock Eagles and the Riverside Chargers. Once again, a big welcome to all of our listeners, Riverside fans listening online. Here come the Chargers over the football. Trent Carraher is the quarterback. He'll have a running back set to his right. Sets in a shotgun formation, has the snap. Turns, gives off to his running back. That's Berger. Berger to the left side. Got running room. Midfield to the 40. It's a foot race. The 30, the 20, down to the 10. And diving toward the end zone. I think they're going to say he was knocked out of bounds at about the 8 or 9-yard line.
Yep, looks like number 23, Nick Perry, had just caught him by the shoelace at the 8-yard line, Randy. Saved a touchdown.
Big play on the first run, a first play from scrimmage from the 15-yard line all the way down to the 8-yard line. 23, that's 23, a 47-yard, check that, 57-yard run. All right, Carraher again in the shotgun. Berger sets to his left. Again, they give to Berger. He runs to the right this time and crashes down inside the 5, down near the 4-yard line.
That time, Gravatt plugged the hole nicely and brought him down.
Gravatt on the stop, spot the football at the 4-yard line. Second down and goal. Riverside coming out here meaning business. Lots of fireworks on the first play from scrimmage. All right, second down and goal at the 4-yard line. Carraher puts a wide receiver wide to the left. That's Grodeke in the backfield. Berger sets to his left. Shotgun formation. Snap the ball. Keeping it himself is the quarterback, and that's Carraher, and he's in for the touchdown. Trent Carraher carries in from 4 yards out for the touchdown, and the Chargers are on the board. The score coming in the opening minute of play, 11 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the first quarter, a 4-yard touchdown run by Trent Carraher. And now they'll line up here to go for two, it appears. So they strike quickly. We haven't even played a minute, and already a touchdown on the board here for the Chargers. Looks like they're going to line up to go for two. Put a wide receiver wide to the right. Quarterback has a snap. Ball is fumbled, loose on the field, and everybody going after the ball. It ends up in the end zone. They fall on it. Conversion attempt fails, and the score remains 6-0, 11-13 to play here in the first quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. That scoring drive took just three plays to cover 65 yards, capped by a four-yard touchdown run by Trent Carraher on a quarterback keeper. The conversion attempt failed, and the Chargers have jumped out to a 6-0 lead, and we haven't even played a minute. 11-13 to go in the first quarter here at Cedar Rapids. So, ready to kick the ball away now for the Chargers is Tony Berger. He has it teed up at the 30-yard line. Looks like Pelican on the near side. Who we got on the far side?
Nick Perriott and Caleb Fossenberger are back deep.
Fossenberger and Perriott. Okay, Perriott on the near side, Fossenberger on the far side. Berger ready to come forward, and here's his kick. Kind of a driving spiral. Fossenberger fields it at the 7. He's to the 10, the 15, the 20, across the 25, across the 30. Still on his feet and out near the 33 or 4-yard line goes Fossenberger. Nice job there by Caleb on the return of that kickoff. So Johnson Brock will begin with fairly decent field position.
Yeah, that was a good return. The tackle was made by number 21, Patrick Grodehe. Here we go, Eagles.
All right, the football is marked at the 33-yard line. They'll put it on the hash mark in from the near side. Johnson Brock going from our right to left, from east to west into that sunset. Put a wide receiver wide to the right side of the field. That's Nick Perriott split out wide right. Sloan Pelican sets in the backfield next to Fossenberger in the shotgun formation. They put a man in motion from left to right. That's Gravatt. Put the ball straight forward goes Fossenberger. Very little, if any, gain on the play. Looks like he just got back to the line of scrimmage.
Tackled by number 58, Lozano, and number 10, Zorzek.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go now. Johnson Brock trailing 6-0. If you just joined us, opening drive took just three plays. First play from scrimmage went all the way to the 8-yard line for the Chargers. On second down and 10 from their own 33, here come the Eagles over the ball. Fossenberger in the shotgun, calling his cadence. Man coming in motion from right to left. Fossenberger keeps the football up the middle. He'll be good for 5, maybe 6 yards on the play. Looks like he's got the ball out near the 38-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about 5 yards to go.
Tackle made by number 6, Tony Berger, for the Riverside Chargers.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's Blaine Barron's over there doing a great job spotting the tacklers for us. Just underway here, Johnson Brock trailing 6-0 on third down and 5 from their own 38-yard line. Two wide receivers right, one wide to the left. Empty backfield for Caleb Fossenberger in the shotgun. Has a snap. He rolls to the right. Now ducks in. He's hit and going to be dropped and sacked. Still going for a loss back inside the 35 near the 31-yard line. A big loss on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 12 yards to go. Punting situation for Johnson Brock.
Yeah, Lozano and Zwerzik had some good pressure up the middle there to bring Caleb Fossenberger down in the backfield.
So a punting situation for Johnson Brock. Back deep to return the kick here is going to be Jack Molt, 155-pound freshman. Molt is the return man. Now the punt's away. Hesitated for a minute. It bounces in front of Molt. He gets away from it. It's going to roll down near the 10-yard line and be touched down there at the 10. So a good job of punting the football. Johnson Brock has backed the Chargers back to the 10-yard line. And now it comes the big butt. They started on the 15-yard line last drive, and on their very first play, they went for 57 yards all the way down to the 8 and then took just two more plays to punch it in. So the score is 6-0 right now. And we have 9:18 to play still in the first quarter. Here come the Chargers over the football. Put a wide receiver to the left. Quarterback Trent Carraher. Berger in the backfield set to his left. In the shotgun. Handoff goes to Berger. Berger runs up the middle. He fights his way forward out near the 15-yard line. A gain of about 5 on the carry.
Fossenberger and Bowling in on the stop for the Eagles.
Second down and 5 yards to go coming up for the Riverside Chargers. This game in the Class D2. 8-man state playoffs, second round action. From the 15-yard line, second down and five for the Chargers. Kelleher in the shotgun. Berger sets to his left. Wide receiver wide to the left. I think that's a Kelleher out there. Trent Kelleher has the snap, gives the ball off to his running back. That's Berger. Berger tries to run to the left. Johnson Brock waiting for him that time. Pretty good pursuit there defensively on the part of the Eagles.
Yes, Zach Hawley, Leighton Barons initially got him stopped, and then Caleb Fossenberger put on the finishing touches.
Looks like Berger got a gain of a yard or so, has the football across the 20, out near, or across the 15, out to about the 16. Going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go now for the Chargers. Clock shows 8:19 to play in the first quarter. Here at Riverside High in Cedar Rapids. Chargers over the football. Double tight end set this time. Berger sets again to the left of Trent Kelleher. Kelleher keeps it himself, ducks it inside, spin move. He's hit, wrapped up, dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. I don't think he had any gain at all. It's going to put the Chargers in a fourth down situation.
Great stop in the middle by Pelican and Leighton Barons again. Looks like fourth down for the Riverside Chargers.
Well, Blaine, needless to say, that was a big defensive series right there for Johnson Brock, because after giving up the big play earlier, they needed desperately to get a stop here.
Absolutely. The Eagles needed that.
Berger in to punt the ball. All the way, is it who we got back deep?
Caleb Fossenberger for the Eagles.
Fossenberger to return it. He'll wait near the 30-yard line, his own 30. Tony Berger will stand at his own 5. He'll get the punt out of there. Not a long punt. High and short. The ball's going to bounce midfield at the 40. Take a Johnson Brock bounce and be touched down at the 38-yard line of the Chargers. So the Eagles are going to begin this drive with outstanding field position. They'll have the ball first and 10 between the 37 and 38-yard line of the Chargers. Ball is spotted on the hash mark in from the near side, from the left, wide side of the field to Johnson Brock's right. Split a wide receiver, wide to the right side, that's Nick Perriott. In the backfield, Sloan Pelican sets next to Fossenberger. Calling his starting count, Fossenberger waits for the snap from center. Long count, has the ball. Back to pass, looking over the middle, trying to find a receiver. Now he'll run with the football. Turns it upfield, up the middle, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard, that's about all. He had Gravatt coming from the left on a slant pattern over the middle. Split wide to the right was Perriott coming in from right to left. Both of them very well covered.
Brought down by number 58, Lozano. Good protection initially for the Eagles. Not quite enough open in the secondary there.
Fossenberger had all kinds of time, but nobody was open. Managed to get a yard out of it, so it's second down and 9. Again, Perriott goes wide right. Gravatt comes to the left on second and 9. Hand the ball off to Sloan Pelican. He's running tough into the middle, across inside the 35, fights down near the 33-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 5 yards on the carry. Should bring up third down and around 4 yards to go.
Keen and Kelleher on the stop for the Chargers.
Now we're going to call it third and 5, actually. The ball is spotted closer to the 33-yard line. Third and 5 to go. Clock shows 6:21 to play in the first quarter. 6-0. Johnson Brock trailing the Chargers of Riverside. Wide right is Perriott in a slot to the right side. Wide receiver right, back to pass. Fossenberger has time, throws out to his right. Pass in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. I think he was looking out there. Was it Perriott or Gravatt?
That was Gravatt. Carson Bloom, number 12, on the good coverage for Riverside.
So now it brings up a fourth down, and Blaine, we're kind of sitting here in no man's land. You're at the 33-yard line. If you punt it, it's probably going in the end zone.
Yeah, I know what I'd do.
Yeah, it's fourth down, 5 yards to go. You're trailing 6-0, very early in the ballgame, 6:05 to play first quarter. They're going after it on fourth and 5. Empty backfield for Fossenberger, trips to the right. 3 wide receivers to his right. Fossenberger has the snap. He drops back. 3-man rush. All kinds of time. Fossenberger, man, wide open, waiting at the 25, down to the 20. First down yardage of 15. Diving inside the 15-yard line and knocked out of bounds. That receiver was so wide open standing over there all by himself waiting for the ball was Hunter Gravatt.
Brought out of bounds by number 87, Connor Kelleher. Good play for the Eagles.
When Hunter caught the ball, there was not a defender within 10 yards of him. First down and 10. Big fourth down play played off there. Ball is going to be marked inside the 15-yard line. First and 10. Hand the ball up the middle. That's Sloan Pelican. He's fighting down near the 10-yard line and then gets thrown back. Looks like to have a gain of around 3 on the carry. Should bring up second down at about 7.
Lozano on the stop for the Chargers.
Ball spotted at the 10-yard line. Second down and 7 yards to go for the Eagles. 5:22 to play first quarter. Johnson Brock trailing 6-0. Caleb Fossenbarger puts two receivers to his left. Gravatt in a slot to the left sets Nick Perriott. Calling his starting count is Fossenbarger. He has a snap. He'll run it himself right straight up the middle. Lots of running room down near the goal line. He stops short. He is at about the one. It'll be enough for
real
first
close.
Down yardage. I think we're looking at first and goal here for the Eagles.
Yep, stop short by number five, Trent Carraher, first and goal.
Well, after that disastrous start with the big run on the first play from scrimmage, Johnson Brock now has shown they can move the football on the Chargers. First and goal at the one. 4:55 to go, first quarter. Johnson Brock down 6-0. Fossenbarger calls his starting count. Pelican sets to his left in the backfield as the running back. Waiting for a snap is Fossenbarger. Caleb with the ball. Gives it off to Sloan Pelican, and Pelican carries in the sophomore for the touchdown. Sloan Pelican, a one-yard touchdown carry. The score coming with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Just a one-yard run, but they did a great job getting that football down there and setting him up in that scoring position. So now, to try and break this tie, they'll line up and go for two. Wide receivers to each side. Again, keeping the football. Fossenbarger fighting down there close and did not get in. The conversion failed. We're tied at 6-all, 4:38 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, it's not often we break for commercial and hear the State Farm agent, and he's sitting right next to us, Blaine Behrens. Appreciate your support of the broadcast in addition to helping us out here. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. 4:38 to play in the first quarter. Johnson Brock on the board with a one-yard touchdown run by Sloan Pelican. Capped a six-play, 38-yard drive. Conversion attempt failed, and we're tied at six apiece with 4:38 to go here in the first. Again, that scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Tony Berger and Jack Molt are back deep to return this one. Molt on the far side, Berger on the near side. Sloan Pelican, of course, will be teeing it up at the 30. Sloan got a lot of practice kicking off last week against Windside. Let's hope he gets a lot of kickoffs today, too. Here's Pelican's kickoff, and it's going to be bouncing near the 10. It's going to go, did not go out of bounds, stayed in, now picked up at the goal line, and now what are they going to say here? Did it go into the end zone?
Went into the end zone. What a kick.
Ooh, rolled down there close to the goal line and then just kind of died at about the 1.
Randy, if I may, I think he teed that one up a little lopsided on purpose and had it die. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it sure did. It worked out well, so they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Almost had him pinned inside the 5 there. For a minute, I thought that young man was just going to let that live football lay there on the ground. I've seen that happen. All right, here come the Chargers over the ball. All tied at 6 now. First and 10, Riverside at their own 15-yard line. Trent Carraher with Tony Berger set to his left. He puts a man in motion. Inside handoff goes to the man coming around from right to left. Gave the ball to Carson Bloom, I believe.
Looks like he's tackled by number 23, Nick Perry, a perfect open field tackle. There's a flag on the play.
Have to wait and see what the man in the white hat indicates took place here. Holding is the call against Riverside. The Chargers will be flagged for holding. That will negate a nice gain there. Johnson Brock will take that penalty yard and back him up. Clock has stopped with 4:31 to play in the first quarter. Don't forget, Sacred Heart Irish are on the air also. 6 o'clock kickoff for that one. They'll be starting at 6 o'clock. That game will be heard on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon and Lucas Freshel, I believe, will have the call for you tonight on KTNC. They take on Kennesaw at Kennesaw. All right, here we go. First down and 15 yards to go from the 10. Back to pass. Carraher downfield. Got a receiver. Pass is dropped. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Carson Bloom. Fossenbarger was back there on the defensive coverage, and so was Gravatt. But Carson Bloom had that football in his hands and just could not gather it in down near the midfield stripe at the 40.
Yeah, the Eagles dodged a bullet there.
Now, if he gathers that one in, they might have got a tackle on him, but if he catches that in stride, he's going to be hard to catch.
Yep, good ball.
Incompleted pass brings the ball back to the 10-yard line. Actually, inside the 10 at the 9 is where they mark it. Third down, or check that, second down, 16 yards to go from the 9. Same formation. This time, one wide receiver left. Handoff up the middle. Give it to Berger. He found a little running room. Berger's got about 5 or 6 yards. He's going to be out close to the 15-yard line where this drive began. Third down, still going to be about 11 yards to go.
Fossenberger and Mason Benham in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
Glad you joined us for tonight's broadcast. We're live from Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, Riverside High School. North Central Nebraska, beautiful fall evening, 61 degrees here in Cedar Rapids. Carraher puts one wide receiver, I think that's Bloom, to his left. He's back to pass, setting in the pocket, all kinds of time, going downfield for Bloom, and the pass deflected and knocked away. Great defensive coverage downfield by Hunter Gravatt.
Wow, that was amazing coverage by number 33 Gravatt for the Eagles. Fourth down for Riverside.
He just positioned himself right inside of the intended receiver, Carson Bloom, so when that football arrived, he was between the receiver and the ball.
Another good throw, though, by the quarterback for Riverside.
Yeah, he can air that thing out. Punting situation, they'll have to kick it away. Berger in to punt the ball, will stand near his own goal line. Fossenbarger will wait at his own 35 to return the punt. 3:44 to play first quarter. If you're just tuning in, we're all tied up at 6 apiece. Berger gets the snap, and he'll get his punt away. This is a low-driving punt. Fossenbarger's going to grab the football at the 27. He's out to the 30. Hit and dropped at about the 34-yard line. A return of about 7 yards there for Fossenbarger. And once again, Blaine, Johnson Brock's going to start with reasonably good field position. They're going to have the ball first and 10 at their own 33-yard line.
Yeah, we'll take 33-yard line. Good tackle there by number 5, Trent Carraher.
So after that big blow up on the first possession, Johnson Brock's defense is held on the next two possessions here for the Chargers. Let's see what the Eagles can do. They moved it last drive. Fossenbarger in the shotgun formation. Single setback is Pelican next to him. Handoff goes to Pelican. He fights across the 35 to the 36. Gain of about 3 there for Sloan Pelican. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Brought down by number 87, Carraher for Riverside.
Mark the football at the 36, 37-yard line, we'll call it. Give him a gain of 3. Second down,
yep.
7 yards to go. The ball right between the hash marks, middle of the football field. Wide receiver to the right side, Gravatt. To the left, I think we've got that Bowling over here. Wait a minute. There's a snap. Goes to pitch the ball back to the trailing back, Jalen Behrens. Behrens tries to turn the corner. He'll have short yardage. Looks like he's going to be out near the 39. Maybe got a gain of 2, possibly 3 there. Jalen Behrens, the ball carrier.
Run out by number 10, Zwerzek for Riverside.
Give Jalen a gain of 2 on the carry, so that brings up third down and 5 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line. Johnson Brock's own 38. Eagles come over the ball. To the left comes Gravatt. Also split to the left is Perriott. Empty backfield, all alone, trips to the left. Fossenbarger in the shotgun formation on 3rd and 5. Has the snap. He's back to pass. Fossenbarger in the pocket. Going to throw deep downfield. Pass is overthrown, intended for Gravatt, and Gravatt hesitated just a moment. Had he kept running down the field, that ball would have been on the money.
Yeah, not a bad play. Number 7, Jack Molt, had good coverage, but the ball felt just a little bit incomplete.
Yeah, Gravatt for a moment must have misjudged that toss and thought it was going to be a little shorter. So a punting situation here for the Eagles. They'll punt the ball away on 4th down and 5. And we've got Jack Molt back to return the punt. Molt's just a freshman. They tell me he's quite a basketball player. The punt is away, barely. Molt's going to let it bounce inside the 10 and out of bounds inside the 10. Another nice punt. Lots of pressure on the punter there for Johnson Brock. Was that Pelican that kicked it out of there?
Yeah, that was a good kick by Pelican, but the pressure was applied by number 10, Lane Zwerzak, for the Chargers to kind of force it to the right a little bit.
They'll spot the football at the 9-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Chargers. So 2:32 to play in the first quarter. Bright sunshine, not a cloud in the sky here at Cedar Rapids on my kind of October afternoon. Beautiful day. Quarterback Trent Carraher has Berger again set to his left. in the shotgun. Hands off to Berger. Up the middle, he's found a little running room. He stopped short of the 15 at around the 14. Looks like a gain of around 5.
Yep. Good run, good tackle by number 10, Caleb Fossenberger for the Eagles.
Give him a gain of 5 on the carry. Second down and 5 yards to go. Clock running. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play first quarter. All tied up at 6 apiece. The Riverside Chargers and the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Eagles on the road here tonight. A long drive from Johnson all the way out to Cedar Rapids. On second down and 5 yards to go. The ball at the 14-yard line. Trent Carraher calls his cadence. A man comes in motion from left to right. Snaps the ball to Carraher. Gives it off to Berger. Berger's going to be hit and dropped.
Leighton Behrens blows it up in the backfield for the Eagles.
I think somebody missed a block there. It appeared that Behrens was just standing there waiting for the ball carrier when he came around and did a good job getting the drop there. Loss of about a yard on the play. The football back to the 13-yard line now, and it's going to be third down and 6. So here's a big third down right here for this Johnson-Brock defense, all tied up as we are at 6 with a minute 24 to play in the first quarter. Riverside breaks the huddle and comes over the football. Wide receiver wide to the right is Connor Carraher. In the backfield sets Tony Berger next to Trent Carraher. Man comes in motion is Bloom. Back to pass. Carraher dumps it out to the left. Pass is caught. Tackled immediately as the receiver. Catching the ball was Tony Berger. Great defense.
Ryan Bowling, just phenomenal play outside on the end. It brought him down.
Bowling smelled that one out. He knew what was coming. When Berger caught the ball, Bowling was there to bring him down immediately as soon as he got his hands on the football. And that's going to put him in a punting situation. The ball back to the 13-yard line. Fourth down and 7 at the 13. The punter, Tony Berger, will stand about 3 yards deep in his own end zone to kick it away. Caleb Fossenberger waits at his own 32-yard line to return it. They're coming after him. He got it out of there. Ball is going to be short and out of bounds near the 39-yard line. That punter Berger's wanting a flag down there, claiming he got hit, and the referee shaking his head and saying, no, it was a good job of theatrics, but
yeah, that was a close one, but
what do they call them? Thespians, I believe.
Yeah.
They say the ball went out of bounds actually at the 37-yard line. So this is one of Johnson Brock's favorite places to start a drive. They started
so far
at the 38 earlier.
It's been great field position for the Eagles.
Yep, here we go. At the 37-yard line, first and 10. Just 28 seconds left to play in the first quarter. The score all tied up. Wide to the right side of the field. Split out wide is Perriott, and a slot to the right is Gravatt. Quarterback Fossenberger has a snap. Throws it out. Pass is going to be complete to Gravatt. He turns it upfield. Got a couple of yards down near the 35-yard line after a gain of 2. Clock is running with 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, brought down by number 12, Carson Bloom.
It'll be second down and 8 yards to go from the 35-yard line now is where they mark it. Second and a long 8. They may not run a play here. I think they're going to let the clock run out. After one quarter of play, we're tied at 6 each. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, Riverside High School. Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens with you. Second down, 8 yards to go. Johnson Brock, the ball at the 35-yard line of the Chargers. Eagles with the snap. Back to pass, Fossenberger. Looking over the middle, he's got a receiver. Gravatt makes a reception and then got hit, but he's very close to first down yardage. I think his forward progress is going to give the Eagles a first down around the 26-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're moving it forward. Good catch, good tackle by number 87, Connor Carraher for Riverside.
Boy, Connor Carraher, for only weighing 150 pounds, delivered quite a blow there on Hunter Gravatt. That was impressive. drive. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. Wide receivers to each side of the field. The ball is spotted at the 26. Handoff up the middle, Sloan Pelican. Pelican hit as he fights across the line of scrimmage for a yard, maybe two. Looks to be now near the 24-yard line.
All right, good tough run up the middle by Pelican, brought down by Bloom for Riverside.
Sloan Pelican, just a sophomore. Johnson Brock fans will remember he was pressed into action as a freshman playing quarterback when Caleb Fossenbarger was injured a year ago. Some very valuable playing time for the freshman, and now he's out there as a running back as a sophomore, very effective. To the right side, split wide to the right is Nick Perriott, and a slot to the right is Gravatt. Quarterback Fossenbarger calls his starting count. I believe Behrens is a running back this time. Fossenbarger, there he goes himself. He's got running room. He's inside the 15. He's down near the 10. They're going to mark him at the 12-yard line. They say that's where the knee touched. It'll be first and 10. Johnson Brock at the 12.
Nice run by Caleb Fossenbarger. Tackled by number 87, Connor Carraher.
Patrick Grodicke coming off here limping just a little bit as he comes to the sideline on the defensive side of things for the Chargers. All right, Fossenbarger on first and 10 at the 12. Brings him up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Pelican back in as running back. Bowling is in a slot to the left this time. Perriott to the right in motion. Keeping the ball, they pitch it back to the trailing back. Pelican, nothing doing this time. The ball is ripped out and thrown out of bounds on a fumble. And the coach here from the Chargers is out there assisting the referee, making sure he knows where to spot that one.
Yeah, good play by Riverside Charger defense, led by number 5, Trent Carraher.
Oh, look at this. Okay, the ball's going to be spotted at the 14-yard line. Loss of 2. Second down, 12 yards to go at the 14. Trips to the left now. Behrens sets in a slot to the left, empty backfield for Fossenbarger. He has a snap. He has time. Throwing out to the left wing. The pass is going to be complete in the flat inside the 10-yard line. Making the catch over on the left side there was Nick Perriott. The ball is going to be marked at about the 10, I think, on the 10. So it's going to bring up third down and 7.
Good coverage and tackle by number 12, Bloom, for the Chargers.
Football between the 9 and the 10-yard line. The nose of the ball actually nudging up close to the 9-yard line. 9:36 to play, first half, all tied at 6. Big third down coming up here for Johnson Brock as they have reached down deep into Charger territory. At the 9-yard line, third down and 7. Two receivers wide to the right. Single setback in the backfield with Fossenbarger is Behrens this time. Fossenbarger has the snap. Pitches it, no. Now throws the ball over the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Hunter Gravatt. Gravatt was open in the end zone, and that pass just thrown slightly behind him, and he couldn't gather it in.
Yeah, tough play. Good coverage overall by the Chargers. Almost had it.
Yeah, he was wide open. I mean, if that ball's on the money, it's got 6 on it.
Yep.
So now, a big fourth down play here after coming all the way down to the 9-yard line. Johnson Brock, they can get a first down at about the 2. Trips to the left. Fossenbarger in a passing formation. All alone in the backfield with 3 receivers to his left. Fossenbarger calls his count. Has a snap. Drops back. He's got time. He's looking for the receiver. Now he wants to run with the football. Now changes his mind.
Bowling.
Pass to Bowling to the right at the 10. At the 5. Bowling fighting near the goal line. He's in. No. They're going to say he will have first down yardage, I think. He's short of the goal line, though.
Wow. What a play. Okay, just got there. Number 87, Carraher on the coverage and stop for Riverside Chargers.
That's my kind of color commentary there, Blaine. Wow. In a word. Great job, Ryan Bowling, running with that football. He fought it all the way to the 1-yard line. That's where they mark it. First and goal at the 1. Wide receivers to each side. Hand the ball to Pelican right into the middle, and he'll carry it in for the touchdown. So, Sloan Pelican with his second 1-yard touchdown run of the afternoon. This one coming with 8:44 to play here in the first quarter. To cap off that drive, and Johnson Brock goes up 12-6. How many plays did we run there, and where did we start? 37, right?
37. 8.
8 plays on the drive, 37-yard drive. Pelican with his second 1-yard touchdown run. He'll probably take those. You don't get a lot of big stats, but it looks nice. Now we line up to go for 2. Wide receivers, 1 split to each side. Pelican sets to the right side of Fossenbarger in the backfield. Fossenbarger calls his count. He'll run it himself right into the middle. Tries to fight near the goal line and once again does not get in there. And our score now goes 12-6. Johnson Brock on top. 8:44 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's time for another Johnson Brock Eagles scoring drive recap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Well, an 8-play, 37-yard drive, again capped by a 1-yard touchdown carry by Sloan Pelican. The conversion attempt failed, and Johnson Brock goes up now 12-6, 8:44 to play in the first period. Again, the scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. All right, Sloan Pelican set to kick it away. He'll have it teed up at the 30-yard line. What do you got there, Blaine?
Well, see how he's got the ball late this time, Randy. Just a little bit off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Doing that on purpose.
Yes, he is.
All right, back deep to return it is going to be Jack Molt and Tony Berger. Here's the kick. And he's doing that, you're right, on purpose, trying to get it over to the
corner. Died. Oh.
And it's going to roll out of bounds down near the 15-yard line. Well, obviously they know there's some speed on that return team over here, and they don't want to give up any big returns. So that's probably some pretty darn good strategy there to kick that ball as they did. And they'll take it, bring the ball out, because it did go out of bounds. They'll mark it at the 25. It'll be first and 10. Not a bad starting position here for the Chargers. Plenty of time left here in the first half. 8:44 to play first quarter, 12-6. Johnson Brock on top. Trent Carraher, the 140-pound senior quarterback. Not a very big kid in there. Carraher has the snap. Keeps it himself. Runs up the middle. And, oh, he got tackled like a 140-pound ball player that time, too.
David Fossenberger on the stop for the Eagles. Great tackle in the middle.
Big hit there after a gain of about 4. It's going to bring up second down and a long 6. Got between 3 and 4 yards there. Let's just give him 3 and call it second down and 7. Carraher only weighs 140 pounds. He is a senior. Berger is running back, a bigger kid. He weighs 170. The receivers we've been watching here are Bloom and Grodecki. Bloom makes me nervous. He's got behind the coverage a couple of times, dropped the ball here at the 40-yard line. Wide receiver wide to the right is Connor Carraher. Slot set to the left. Snap the ball to Carraher. Pitches back to his trailing back, running the right side. That's Carson Bloom, who's got the speed, and he turns the corner, and he's going to have first down yardage out to the 35-yard line. Carson Bloom, and he's got that extra gear that he can shift into. Bloom running tough there.
Tripped up by Perry for the Eagles, and he does look to be a little shaken up there on the Eagles sideline.
Perry being helped off onto the sideline, still on the ground. He hasn't got up yet. Football is spotted at the 35-yard line. They're taking a look at Perriott over there on the sideline, slow getting up to his feet.
Bloom had a good run, and I think he kind of hurtled towards the end and might have hit Nick on the shoulder there, it looked like.
Ball at the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Chargers. Trent Carraher with a snap. Keeps it himself. Turns it up the middle. He's found some running room. He fights his way forward for about 4, maybe 5 yards out near the 39-yard line.
Tackled by Bowling for the Eagles.
I just can't get over what a gorgeous afternoon and evening we've got for a football game here this late in October.
Yeah, you know that wind you were talking about at 5 miles per hour? It's zero now. It's perfect.
What are we, October 29th, I think, out here, and it's 61 degrees.
Perfect.
Sun is shining brightly. There is no wind whatsoever, not a cloud in the sky anywhere. The field's in great shape. They've taken good care of this turf. Second down and 6 from the 39-yard line, their own 39 for the Chargers. Two receivers to the left for Trent Carraher. Has a snap, gives to his running back. That Berger, they put a different running back in there. That
I believe that was Berger.
All right, he's got yardage across midfield into Johnson Brock territory. Has the football down at the 38-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 3 yards to go from the 38.
Pelican and Benham on a stop for Johnson Brock.
Clock is running, 6:33 to play in the first quarter, 12-6. The Johnson Brock Eagles up by 6. Again, a welcome to our Charger fans listening in tonight on MSCSports.net. Glad to have you tuned in. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. On third down and 3, Chargers over the football. Trent Carraher with a snap. Gets off to his running back, and again carrying it is Tony Berger. He's going to be stopped short of the first down.
Yeah, Zach Hawley blows it up in the backfield. Good play by number 25 for the Eagles.
Hawley playing with a broken thumb, I believe.
Yes.
Did a good job there. It's going to bring up fourth down and two. And this, again, is one of those things you're right on the border of do you punt it or do you go for it. Johnson Brock gambled and went for it, got a big play earlier that ended up getting him some points on the board. Let's see what they're going to do here. They're talking it over. They're going to take time out and talk about it. 5:43 to play first half. Johnson Brock leads 12-6. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, I got a guy sitting next to me here that seems to think this play-by-play gig is more fun than selling insurance. I don't know if ESPN's got any openings this week, but you're doing a good job here, Blaine. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Randy.
Blaine Behrens, the State Farm agent from Auburn, helping us out here tonight. He's got a bit of a vested interest in this Johnson Brock football team, obviously. I hear the name Behrens coming up occasionally.
Yeah, if I may, my son and three nephews on occasion, Benham, and Behrens.
Sound like a law firm. Fourth down.
Not quite.
Fourth down and 2 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 37-yard line. Chargers are going to go after it here, trailing 12-6. Trent Carraher puts a wide receiver to the right side of the field. Carraher calls his starting count. He's going to keep it himself and run to the left. Here come the tacklers, turns the corner, in down to the 20-yard line and taken out of bounds. A big play, first down yardage.
Yep.
So on fourth down and two, the Chargers decided to gamble and go after it, and they got a big play out of Trent Carraher all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, good-looking play by the Chargers. Touchdown-saving tackle by Fossenberger for the Eagles.
So the football at the 20-yard line on the left side hash mark, wide side of the field to the right for the Chargers. They're going east to west, right to left. Carraher, two wide receivers to the left. In a slot to the left sets Carson Bloom. Back to pass is Carraher. Looking left, throws the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Caught by Bloom. He steps out of bounds immediately at about the 12-yard line after a gain of 8 on the reception. It'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go at the 12. So the Chargers coming right back down the field here, trailing 12-6. Neither team has been able to complete a two-point conversion so far this afternoon. On second down and two from the 12, Chargers come over the football. Bloom in a slot to the left. Connor Carraher wide to the left. Handoff goes up the middle to Tony Berger. Berger's hit near the line and then fights his way forward close to first down yardage near the 10-yard line. He may have a first and goal there.
Brought down by Benham for the Eagles.
Let's see if they move the chains. The ball is on the 10. I would think that would be first and goal, but they still haven't moved the down marker. No, it's
just
short. Third and about a half a yard to go. Apparently the football just outside the 10. Third down and about a foot. Clock running, 4:57 to go first quarter. Johnson Brock leading Riverside 12-6 here in the D2 playoffs. Wide receiver to the left side of the field. Connor Carraher, running back, Tony Berger sets to the left. Back to pass. Trent Carraher throws it out to the left. Pass is caught. Diving forward for the first down yardage is Tony Berger. Barely. He just got about a yard, needed a half a yard. So it's going to be first and goal from the 9-yard line.
Ryan Bowling for the Eagles on the stop. That was a good, slow developing play for just enough yards for a Riverside.
Yeah, Bowling did about everything he could there. He was right on the receiver when the football arrived, but they only needed a yard, and that's what they got. So spot the football outside the 9-yard line, first and goal from the 9. Clock running, 4 minutes, 20 seconds to play, first quarter here in Cedar Rapids. The Riverside Chargers on the move, trailing 12-6. Chargers with the football, wide receiver to the right, Connor Carraher. Running back, Tony Berger, sets to the right this time. Keeping the football, running to the right side with it is Trent Carraher, and he'll get wrapped up and dropped down near the 5 after a gain of about 4 on the carry.
Brought down by Bowling and Leighton Behrens for the Eagles.
So now the football is spotted second down and goal. Looks like the line of scrimmage is about the six-yard line is where they'll mark it. Right side on the hash mark. The wide side is to the left of the Chargers here as they move from our right to left. Clock continues to click away down to 3:35 to go here in the first half. Long huddle this time for the Chargers. They break the huddle and come over the football. Trent Carraher with Tony Berger set to his left. Two wide receivers to the left. Carson Bloom in a slot to the left. Back to pass. Carraher looks over the middle. Now throws the ball out to the left. Pass is going to be complete for the touchdown to Tony Berger. A five-yard touchdown pass to Tony Berger. And the score comes with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. A five-yard pass. Tony Berger was all alone out here, wide open when he caught that one, Blaine. So now, the all-important two-point conversion here. This was with 3:14 to go in the second. Tied at 12. Nobody's been able to capitalize so far. What do you got there? Go ahead.
11 plays, 55-yard drive by the Riverside Chargers for the touchdown.
Pretty good sustained drive.
That was.
Taking a lot of time to get this two-point conversion ran off. All right, they're going to line up. And are they going to kick this thing? Oh, I thought for a minute they were lining up a holder there. Boy, they've taken a long time to get this thing underway.
Timeout.
Yeah, they're going to have to take a timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. All tied at 12, 3:14 to go in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, there seemed to be some confusion on the part of the Chargers here on what they were going to do on that two-point conversion attempt. They ended up burning a lot of clock there and had to burn a timeout. And now after the timeout, they've had their team meeting on the side. They come back out here to line up to go for two. Score tied at 12 apiece right now. Put a wide receiver, Carraher, wide to the right. Trent Carraher, the quarterback, has the snap. He'll run the football himself to the left. Wants to turn the corner. Got hit, broke a tackle, and got in for the two-point conversion. Looked like Perry had had him for a minute in the backfield, but he got away. Or Gravatt had him back there. And our score goes 14-12. Chargers on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got a ball game here at Riverside. An 11-play, 55-yard drive for the Riverside Chargers, capped off by a 5-yard pass there. Trent Carraher to Tony Berger. The 2-point conversion carried in by Trent Carraher. It's 14-12. Chargers on top. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. So, what do we got here? Penalty yardage assessed on the kickoff?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on, but yeah, they backed him up. 15-yard
line.
Well,
did we end up with a delay of game there a while ago?
Well, I didn't see a flag, Randy.
Well, they're backing him up to the 15, so that's where they're going to 15-yarder. Something took place out there of the 15-yard variety, because normally you kick from the 30. So, Johnson Brock with 3:14 to go in the first half may have an opportunity for some good field position here. On the near side is Fossenbarger. On the far side, is that Barron's?
That's Perriott.
Oh, Perriott over there, okay. Some more confusion here now among the Chargers. They run two players off and two more back on. Now they've got eight out there. seem to be in a little bit of a disarray here on this sideline for the Chargers. Not sure what the confusion's over, but they'll kick from the 15-yard line. A good return here, and Johnson Brock might have time to do something. Down now by 2, 14-12, Chargers lead it. Tony Berger to kick it away. Here's his kick. Driving kick picked up by Fossenbarger at the 20. 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Out of bounds is Fossenbarger. We've got a flag thrown out here, I believe. Let's see what that is. Boy, one of the players on the sideline for the Chargers took kind of a nasty hit over here. Wasn't watching the game, and that's not a good idea when you're standing down there.
Looks like everybody's okay, but yeah, we do have a flag out there, Randy.
Let's see what this is going to be. Fossenbarger had an outstanding return. He had the ball down inside the 30. Flag is laying where? Near the 37-yard line. First, we got a sideline warning. And now we've got a personal foul also on the Chargers.
Oh, wow.
My goodness, that's going to be tacked on to the end of Fossenbarger's return, and you know what? Blaine, with 3:07 to go in the first half, Johnson Brock is going to have this football and begin this drive very deep in Charger territory with time to do something here. They're going to spot the football all the way down to the 16-yard line. Make a note of that. This drive begins at the 16.
I haven't seen one start there for quite a while, Randy.
No, 3:07 to go. Eagles trail 14-12. Down below, we hear the chant, come on, ref. Quarterback, Fossenbarger has a snap. Gives the ball to Pelican. He dives forward for about 5. Going to give him 4 on the carry. Down to the 11-yard line. Clock is running inside of 3 minutes.
Scherer on the stop for the Chargers.
Don't want to take too long here. You want to have time to run a couple of plays. Down to 2:50 and running. Gain of 5 on the carry. Second down. 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 11-yard line. Boy, Johnson Brock's taking a lot of time in the huddle here. They'll come over the football on 2nd and 5 at the 11. 2 wide receivers to the left. That's Perriott and Gravatt over to the left side. Calling his starting count is Fossenbarger. Waiting for a snap from center. Fossenbarger has the ball. Throws it out to the left. Pass is complete. Caught out on the left side. Brought down by Perriott. He battles his way down for about another 4 yards. Looks like he's near the 7-yard line. Good bring up 3rd down and about a yard to go here. Clark is down to 2:12 now.
Berger on the stop for Riverside.
You got to keep an eye on that clock here for the Eagles. As we're down to coming up on the 2-minute mark, the football at the 7-yard line. First, is that a first down? Now we're going to have the official stop the clock. I thought they'd already picked up the down markers over there. They put them back down. You can't measure once you picked them up and moved them. A little bit of confusion here. The clock is stopped with 1:58 showing on the clock. And they'll start the clock on the signal. Yeah, Blaine?
3rd down.
Okay, now they're going to call it 3rd and short, 3rd and less than a foot. Clock running, 1:49 to go. Wide receiver right is Behrens. 2 wide receivers to the left. Quarterback, Fossenbarger, 3rd and less than a yard. Gives to Pelican. He's hit, then drives his way forward. I think he's got enough for the first down. He's going to be just outside the 5, but look at that clock. It's still running away here.
Yep, good play by the Charger defense, but they are going to give him a first down there. Good run by Pelican.
Johnson Brock has all 3 timeouts left. And are they going to use one here? The clock has stopped. No, the clock continues to run. Look at this. My goodness, a lot of time's gone off the clock. Ball is down to the 6-yard line, just outside the 5. 1st and goal. And all of this time just watching the clock milk away here. Down to 1:07, 1:06. They're going to run out of time here. Good thing they've got 3 timeouts left. Fossenbarger. Calling his starting count from the 6-yard line on 1st and goal. And now,
timeout.
After all of that, they use a timeout. And they just wasted about 30 seconds there because of using the timeout now instead of when they came up. 56 seconds to play first half. The ball is at the 6-yard line, 1st and goal. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens back with you here in Cedar Rapids. First down and goal from just outside the five. Snap the ball to Fossenbarger. Up the middle goes Fossenbarger. All the way in for the touchdown. And now there's way too much time left on the clock.
That worked out good.
Yeah. Wait, I can't believe Johnson Brock's going to leave that much time on the clock for him.
Oh, man.
Johnson Brock scores from 5 yards out. Fossenbarger took it in. Caleb Fossenbarger, a 5-yard touchdown run. This score comes with just 50 seconds left to play here in the first half, second quarter. 5-yard run, and now they'll line up to go for two. Fossenbarger calls his count, has a snap. Running to the right side, into the corner of the end zone goes Fossenbarger for the 2-point conversion. Johnson Brock goes on top now, 20-14. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Blaine, this announcer was worried about the time on the clock here, Johnson Brock. I was worried about him running out of time, and as it turns out, now they've left 50 seconds up there for the Chargers to try and respond, but they do go on top 20-14. Caleb Fossenbarger, a 5-yard touchdown run. Fossenbarger also carried in for the 2-point conversion. 20-14, Johnson Brock on top. 50 seconds to play in the first half, and What scares you is what happened on that very first possession. You know what the Chargers are capable of with the speed that they have here. And so 50 seconds, more than enough time for the Chargers to do some damage. Johnson Brock's going to have to be on their toes here defensively. My name is Randy Gatula, alongside Blaine Behrens this afternoon on a gorgeous afternoon in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska. 61 degrees at kickoff, bright sunshine. Clear skies, not a cloud anywhere. It just doesn't get any better than this. Sloan Pelican comes forward to kick the ball away. Here's his kick. And it's going to be fielded at the 5. Bounced for a minute, then picked up. Out across the 10, the 15. Breaking a tackle and wrapped up and dropped on the tackle. Carrying the ball was Tony Berger. Good defense there by the Eagles.
Yeah, tackle by number 21, Jalen Behrens.
Behrens on the stop. Good open field tackle. And that's pretty important because we saw what Tony Berger can do. He's got some speed here.
And Pelican teed that one up, so it caught him a little off guard.
All right, 43 seconds left to play. The ball is marked out at the 16-yard line, first and 10. Let's see what they can do with it here. Quarterback, Trent Carraher. Set to his left is Tony Berger. Back to pass, Carraher. Here comes the pressure. Now he's got time. Sets up. Going to throw deep. There's a receiver. Bloom, and the pass overthrown. Falls incomplete. Bloom pretty well covered. Fossenbarger in front of him and behind him by a couple of steps so that he wasn't going to get away was Nick Perry.
Yeah, good coverage by the Eagles. Another good ball, though, by the Riverside Chargers, number five, Trent Carraher.
That kid can throw the football. There's no doubt about it. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 35 seconds to go here. Time for a couple of more long tosses. 20-14, if you're just tuning in, Johnson Brock, after falling behind 6-0 in the first minute of play, has battled back to take a 20-14 advantage here, less than a minute to go now in the first half. Quarterback Trent Carraher taking his time. They break the huddle at the 10, come over the football at the 17-yard line. Connor Carraher splits wide to the right side of the field. The running back is Tony Berger, set next to Trent. Man in motion is Bloom out to the right. Fumble on the snap. Now running with the football and being tackled for a loss on the play. Fossenbarger was in there. Who else got after
it? Leighton Behrens is the one that ended up bringing him down. But, yeah, Fossenbarger, Benham, Zach Hawley worked out good for the Eagles there.
There's a fumble on the snap from center in the shotgun there, and Trent Carraher was lucky just to scoop the football up and retain possession. The clock is down to 13-12. They've got a timeout left here, and are they just going to let this thing run out and call it good?
Looks like they
might. Why wouldn't you take one more shot on third down? They're not going to. They're going to let time expire. And that will be the end of the first half. And that's a surprising way to end the half with a third down play. Plenty of time to use your timeout and throw one down the field. And we saw how Trent Carraher can throw the football. So that's a surprise ending. Apparently the Chargers content to go to the locker room down by 6. Johnson Brock leads at the half 20-14 on a perfect fall afternoon for football here in Cedar Rapids. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, send it back to Brian Hurd, our studio engineer, take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime show coming up right after this 2-minute break. You're enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City. You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Riverside High School in Cedar Rapids. Randy Catula along with Blaine Behrens. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Falls City, offering many makes of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler. Always choose them for your maintenance and repair needs. That's Armbruster Motors in Falls City. Well, at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Riverside Chargers. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 20-14, and what an exciting first half of football we had here. On the very first possession of the ball game, in fact, the very first play of the ball game, the Chargers broke a 57-yard run that took the ball all the way to the 8-yard line. Their drive took 3 plays, covered 65 yards, and only took 47 seconds off the clock, and it was 6-0 when the conversion attempt failed. So, opening minute of play, Johnson Brock finds themselves down by a score. Eagles came battling back at the 4:38 mark in the first period. Sloan Pelican scored on a 1-yard touchdown run that capped a 6-play, 38-yard drive. Conversion attempt failed. We were tied at 6. At the 8:44 point of the first quarter, Sloan Pelican again, this time scoring from 1 yard out, capping an 8-play, 37-yard drive. But again, the conversion attempt failed, and the Eagles went up 12-6. Then the Chargers got things going offensively, put together a sustained drive, 11 plays, 55 yards, capped by a 5-yard touchdown pass from Trent Carraher to Tony Berger. The Carraher then carried in for the 2-point conversion, and that gave the lead back once again to the Chargers at 14-12. But a good kickoff return coupled with a personal unsportsmanlike call or a personal foul call gave Johnson Brock the football at the 15-yard line with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. Johnson Brock was able to capitalize by putting together a 4-play, 15-yard drive. Caleb Fossenbarger carried in for the score from 5 yards out. Caleb also had the 2-point conversion run, and that puts Johnson Brock up at the half 20-14. That's where we stand at halftime. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. If you've been in a fender bender, need a touch-up paint job or a tow-in, Armbruster Motors has you covered. At the half, 20-14, Johnson Brock leading the Chargers. Don't forget, right now, while we're in our halftime break, getting underway, kicking off right about this moment, the Sacred Heart Irish on the road at Kennesaw. That game is live on our sister station, KTNC. You can find John Nixon at 107.1 FM in the Falls City area, 1230 AM. And, of course, that game available also online at the same web address, mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can hear the Sacred Heart Irish anywhere around the country. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, send it back to Brian Hurd, our producer-engineer. Brian, let's have 2 minutes of commercials, followed by a weather update, another 2 minutes, and then we'll take it back live here at Riverside. So we'll be back right after this.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Faluber with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll see areas of frost overnight, mostly clear skies as lows drop into the low 30s. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, frost early. We're anticipating plenty of sunshine as temperatures warm into the mid-60s. Partly cloudy Saturday night, 39 for your low. Blustery northwest winds. Sunday, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warm to 51, cooler behind a front. Winds out of the north, still breezy. Cloud cover in 36 for Sunday night. On Monday, could see some spotty rain showers. Mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures cool in the mid-40s. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 40s. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies. Chance for rain during the afternoon hours. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, Riverside High School. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside Mr. Behrens here. And, well, I'll tell you what, Blaine, we were talking off the air a minute ago. I don't think either of us can remember this nice of an evening for a playoff football game. This feels like late September rather than early November almost. Here's where we're at now. It 60 degrees still, the temperature hanging in there as the sun sets in the west, no clouds in the sky. It was a windy day when I left Elk Creek earlier today. Wind was gusting, and there is absolutely no wind whatsoever here. The American flag just hanging limp in the end zone, and you could not ask for a nicer night for a high school playoff game. Once again, we want to remind you this is not the only game we have on the air for you tonight. John Nixon is on the air over on KTNC. That's our sister station, and in the southeast Nebraska area, a few folks can pick that up on 107.1 FM, as well as the 1230 AM KTNC. Also online, mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, select KTNC. Lucas Freshel is joining John Nixon for that broadcast this evening. They are in Kennesaw, Nebraska, and that was a tough draw there for the Irish.
Yeah, that should be a good matchup tonight. Kind of looking forward to listening to that one later on.
Yeah, that'd be something to listen to on our way home. We can maybe pick up the last hour of that one or so because they're just now kicking off at 6 o'clock. Here in Cedar Rapids at halftime, 20-14. If you weren't tuned in throughout that first half, boy, that was a shootout. On the very first play from scrimmage, they broke down the sideline 57 yards all the way to the 8, took just two more plays to pop it in there, and we hadn't even played a minute. I think we were 47 seconds into the ball game, and Riverside had a 6-0 lead. But credit Johnson Brock, they battled their way back into this puppy. They put on a couple of 1-yard Sloan Pelican touchdowns there. Failed both of those conversions, but got things tied back up. Then 14-12, a lead back to Riverside on a sustained drive of 11 plays, 55 yards. And then the big break here, Blaine, in this final couple of minutes. Good kickoff return started things off down here by Caleb Fossenbarger, but then a personal foul flag thrown in on the return. The 15-yard ensuing penalty put the ball at the 15-yard line. You and I looked at each other, said, hey, 3 minutes to go. We've got the ball at the 15. I think you mentioned, when can you remember starting a drive at your opponent's 15-yard line? That's pretty hard to stop anybody, especially the Johnson Brock Eagles. They capitalized four-play, 15-yard drive, and punched it in there. Fossenbarger ran in from 5, then Fossenbarger carried in for the two-point conversion. And thus, the Eagles are up by 6, 20-14. That is our halftime score. We've got time for another two-minute break. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action in a great football game here at Cedar Rapids. Stay with us. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that you expect the best care for you and your loved ones. That's why we offer a team of highly trained professionals that specialize in a variety of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency services, from annual checkups to visits that you weren't planning. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're proud to provide you with quality care every time. To learn more about our services we offer at Nemaha County Hospital and to view our specialty clinic calendar, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens, back with you once again here in Cedar Rapids, Riverside High School. You know, Blaine, we were talking this football playoff season. It's my favorite time of the year, but there's also some great playoff action going on right now for the girls in volleyball. The Johnson Brock ladies are still in the fight here. They're in the battle, playing in their district final. I believe that's at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at Springfield Platteview High School. They're taking on Fremont Bergen. First serve is 6 o'clock, and we certainly want to wish the Lady Eagles best of luck. You know, Blaine, I've had a lot of fun this past volleyball season going around with the camera.
Yeah.
Lots of photography. The young ladies seem very appreciative of the pictures, and they're so much better looking than the football players.
Yeah, you're right, Randy, you're right.
No, we have a ball with the young ladies enjoying the photography. Also want to wish the Sacred Heart Irish girls best of luck. They're in action tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're going to be down at Donovan Trumbull, that's south of Grand Island, playing Arthur County, is who they're taking on. The Sacred Heart Irish still in action, as well as the Johnson Brock Eagles. So our friends over at Diller O'Dell got a wild card. They're in and playing also. I can't remember right now who they're going against, but Diller O'Dell also in the playoff action here, still competing for a shot to go to that state volleyball tournament. Of course, we have plans to have coverage for you. Should any of our area teams reach the state tournament, we're going to do our very best to get live volleyball coverage on the air for you here on Sunny. That would be starting, I believe, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. I think Wednesday, just the big schools, A and B, the D's and C schools play on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week from Pinnacle Bank Arena. And the finals will be at the Devaney Center. All right, it's halftime, 20-14. Johnson Brock with the lead. The Eagles will get the football to start this third quarter, second half. And we'll have the Chargers kicking from our right to left, from east to west. Nick Perriott and Caleb Fossenbarger are back deep to return this. Handling the kickoff for the Chargers will be Tony Berger. He'll, of course, tee it up at the 30-yard line. That's where they'll put it. So we've got an exciting 24 minutes of football to go here yet. Clock is set with a fresh 12. We're ready for the third quarter. The official looks to Mr. Berger and grants him permission that we can proceed. They break their huddle, and Berger gets set to approach the football. Perriott on the far side, Fossenbarger on the near side, waiting inside their own 5-yard line for Berger's kickoff. Here's the kick. End over ender. Perriott's going to field the football at the 5. Starts up the left sideline, the 10, the 15, the 20. Across the 25, the 30. And he's out, stops just shy of the 35-yard line, taken out of bounds. Good return. Johnson Brock will have excellent field position. They'll begin this drive at their own 35-yard line.
Number 6, Berger on the tackle for the Chargers.
So the football spotted just inside the 35. We'll call it officially the 35-yard line. First and 10 for Johnson Brock. Opening seconds, third quarter, Eagles up 20-14. Wide receiver to the right side, Nick Perriott. In the backfield, Sloan Pelican sets next to Fossenbarger. Caleb Fossenbarger calls the count, takes the snap, makes a handoff, keeps it himself. Caleb running forward, fights out across the 35, out near the 38-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
Charlie Keene and Carson Bloom on the stop for Riverside.
So the football now at the 37, almost the 38-yard line. 2nd down, a long 6 yards to go. They need to get the ball down to the 36-yard line for first down yardage. Opening minute of play here in the third quarter. Perriott wide to the right. In a slot to the right is Hunter Gravatt. Running back, Sloan Pelican, sits on the right hip of Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger wants to keep it, trying to fight forward, and that center of that defensive line stiffens. They stop him at the 40-yard line after a gain of a couple more. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 4 yards to go from the 40.
Yeah, good play by the interior of Riverside. Keene, Lozano, and Swerzek all merging in on the stop.
Johnson Brock going from our left to right, west to east here. The ball is spotted on the near side hash mark. Right at the midfield stripe, the 40-yard line, 40 yards away here from pay dirt. On 3rd down and 4, trips to the left side, receivers this time. Fossenbarger looking around on the ground.
Drops
for something
mouthpiece,
here.
It looks like.
He lost his mouthpiece. He turns to the referee. I don't think they'll charge him with a timeout on that one. He'll get the chance to pick it up. All right, here we go, 3rd down and 4. Fossenbarger got the mouthpiece in, waiting for his snap from center with trips to his left. Caleb has the football. Here comes the rush. Gets rid of the football downfield. The pass is going to be caught.
Yep.
Great reception on the far side by Nick Perriott. And I'm telling you, Bloom had coverage all over him, and somehow Perriott gathered that one in.
Yeah, great coverage, great catch. Just tiptoe down the sidelines. What a play by Perriott for
Carson
the Eagles.
Bloom couldn't have covered that thing any better. He
perfect.
Was right there in Perriott's hip pocket when the ball arrived, and Perriott just muscled it away and pulled it in. Make the reception at the 33-yard line is where he went out of bounds. Nick has a 1st and 10 for the Eagles. Clock shows 10:23 to play, third quarter, 20-14. Johnson Brock on top. Two wide receivers left in the backfield. The quarterback, Caleb Fossenbarger, calls his count, has the snap, back to pass, going to throw deep, he's got a receiver behind the coverage, and the pass overthrown, falls incomplete, the intended receiver, Hunter Gravatt.
Yeah, good play overall, number 87, Connor Carraher with some nice coverage there with Gravatt.
The sun's setting rather quickly here now to our left, to the west. We still have a little bit of sunshine on the treetops, but sun no longer shining on the field. Just realized there are only 4 poles of lights on this facility. 2 on each side here. Not real high in the air either, are they? Here we go. 2nd down and 10 at the 33-yard line. Caleb Fossenbarger has the snap.
Pelican.
Just a Pelican. He runs to the right. Not much room. Got a yard. That's about all. Down to the 36-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 9.
Lozano, that 220-pound tough guy in the middle, is kind of causing trouble for the Eagles right now.
Give him 2 on the carry. 3rd down and 8 yards to go. Gain of 2. 3rd and 8. The ball at the 31-yard line. Clock inside of 10 minutes. 9:55 to play in the third quarter here at Riverside High. We're in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, about 70 miles northeast of York is where we're at. On 3rd down and 8, Caleb Fossenbarger with trips to his left, calling his cadence. He has the snap. He's got time to throw. Sets up. All the time in the world. Now he's going to throw deep down near the goal line. It's a jump ball. The ball is caught. Touchdown! What a job down there, coming down with that football, making the catch, Nick Perriott.
That was a great play, but I don't want to kill the mood here. We do have a flag.
Flag is thrown, holding is the call. That does not take away a tremendous effort by Nick Perriott. It was a jump ball. He and the defender went up simultaneously for that football, and Perriott just muscled it away from the defender right at the pylon in the end zone for what was an apparent touchdown. However, the flag thrown, Blaine Behrens, you old spoil sport.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that was a sweet catch by Nick Perry.
Yeah,
but we are going back the other direction.
Penalty yardage is going to back the ball back into Johnson Brock territory to the 34-yard line, and now it's going to bring up 3rd down and 24 yards to go. 3rd and 24. As they come over the football, long yardage situation, 1 wide receiver left, 2 to the right. Fossenbarger all alone in an empty backfield. He's going to try and throw deep here. They're going to rush him. Coming with a four-man rush. He's going to be hit and sacked. Nope. Got away. They blew it dead, and he got away. And, oh, my goodness, they blew the ball dead. Bossenbarger spun out of the arms of a would-be tackler and took off down the left sideline for pay dirt. But the referee blew the play dead, and they're going to be talking about that one in Johnson for a while. It looked like he had spun free. An early whistle. Blew it dead. Fourth down and long. It'll be a punting situation. They'll punt the ball away. Pelican will stand at his own 15-yard line. That's an unfortunate call because it looked for all the world like Fossenbarger got free. Good snap. Punt is out of there, but barely. He had to hurry that one. Ball rolls down to the 20, inside the 20, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 17-yard line, and that's where the Chargers will begin, first and 10 from their own 17. All right, Blaine, your thoughts?
Well, I don't really want to say exactly what I think, but regardless, we can't do anything about it right now. Number 10, Zorzek did make a heck of a play in the backfield to stop the forward progress for just a split second
on
Fossenberger.
He didn't really ever stop
kind of kept
progress.
Spinning.
He spun him in
yeah.
circles, what he
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Here we go. First down
and
10 now for the Chargers. They'll begin at their own 17-yard line. Trent Carraher with Tony Berger seated with him. Carraher has a snap, gives to Berger right up the middle, and he's going to be tackled and dropped after a short gain, maybe only a yard or so on the carry. Good sportsmanship there. Do you see Berger helping Pelican back to his feet?
Pelican with a nice stop on Berger, and Berger returned a favor and helped him right back up.
Not a lot of players, when you get tackled on a good, clean, solid tackle like Pelican delivered, will then help the tackler up to his feet, but that's what he did. I like to see that. Tip of the hat to Tony Berger for that one. Gain of a yard on the play, second down and 9 now. Football at the 19-yard line is where they mark it. Wide receiver wide to the right, Connor Carraher. Tony Berger is the running back. And in motion is Bloom going out to the right. Fake the handoff. Now they throw to Bloom. Oh, that's a lateral. He'll have to go back and fall on that. That was a lateral. Are they going to call that a pass? Forward pass? No, it's a lateral. He'll lose yardage. Back then, that was definitely thrown backwards. Loss on the play puts the ball back to the 15-yard line. That was a dangerous one there. The Chargers kind of dodged a bullet on that one.
That's right. Ryan Bowling was out there to cover it up.
Loss on the play puts the ball back to the 15-yard line, where it's now third down and 13 yards to go, third and long. Berger and Carraher trot out to join their teammates in the huddle after coming over and conferring with Coach Corey Velasic. 7:25 to play third quarter, 20-14, Johnson Brock on top. Here's a big third down play. Wide receiver to the left side is Connor Carraher. In a slot to the left is Carson Bloom. Back to pass. Carraher sets up, throws out to the left. The pass is in and out of the hands of the receiver out at the 30-yard line. Intended out here for Carson Bloom, falls incomplete. It'll ring up fourth down and 13, a punting situation for the Chargers.
Good coverage on the back there by Nick Perry, and Ryan Bowling was underneath for the assist.
Caleb Fossenbarger with an opportunity to maybe get some good starting field position here for this next drive. He's going to wait for this punt at his own 30-yard line. Standing is Tony Berger back near his own goal line waiting for the snap from center. He'll hit that ball at about the 5 is where he'll kick it. Tony Berger waiting for the snap. Gets a good snap from center. He'll get the punt away. Oh, a nice hanging high spiral. It backs Fossenbarger back to the 20. He starts upfield the 25. Broke a tackle. 30, 35. Midfield at the 40 and taken out of bounds in Charger territory at the 37-yard line. Johnson Brock will begin this drive first and 10 at the Riverside 37.
What a return by Fossenbarger. Berger just stopped him. Otherwise, he was gone, Randy.
That was a great job coming down that left sideline, and a good job defensively by Tony Berger. Give him credit, but Fossenbarger very nearly broke that one. Put the football at the 37-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock Eagles. To the near side comes Perriott. Wide to the left is Gravatt, quarterback. Fossenbarger has Pelican in the backfield with him. Fossenbarger takes a snap, gives to Pelican, right into the middle. Pelican broke the first couple of tackles, then squirted free for about 5, maybe even 6 yards before finally being taken down inside the 35 near the 33-yard line. Give him a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Number 7, Jack Molden on the stop for the Chargers.
Ball at the 33-yard line, second down and 5, Johnson Brock. They lead it 20-14 with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here at Riverside High, on second and 5, they break the huddle. Wide to the right, the near side comes Nick Perriott. To the left is Hunter Gravatt. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger calls his cadence. Caleb has a snap, fakes the handoff, pressure coming downfield. There's a receiver, ball tipped away, a flag is thrown. The receiver was behind the coverage, but great defense jumping up there and tipping the ball away was Jack Mould. We've got a flag thrown out here near the 30-yard line. Let's see what this is going to be. I think it's going to go against Johnson Brock.
Yeah, Mole and Carraher on the coverage. That's a pretty good play there in the secondary for Riverside.
Ineligible receiver downfield. So a second and five at the 37. They end up getting a flag here. And that'll mean a five-yard penalty. Puts the football back out to the 38-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and 11 yards to go for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight here on Sunny 101.3. This is KLZA-FM. Fall City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. My name is Randy Gatula. Blaine Barron's on the air with us tonight. If you're enjoying the broadcast as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you, we're all having a good time here.
Yeah, this is fun, Randy. Thank you.
Second down and 11 from the 38-yard line. Bossenbarger has a snap. Oh, Pelican wants to throw the ball, and he throws downfield in and out of the hands of Nick Perriott. Little bit of trickery there. They flipped the ball back to Sloan Pelican. He was looking for Perriott on the right sideline. The ball just off his fingertips. Pretty good coverage defensively there.
Yeah, I don't think Riverside was fooled. They all stayed home. It was a pretty good pass, but just outside the fingertips of Nick Perriott.
So, with the incompleted pass, the clock stops with 6:07 to go in the third quarter. It's third down and 11 at the 38-yard line. Johnson-Brock needs a big play here to capitalize on that field position. Let's see what Fossenbarger has in his bag of tricks here on third and 11. Waiting for the snap is Caleb. He has the ball. He's back to pass. They're blitzing. Here comes the pressure. Over the middle. Pass is going to be complete, but stopped short of the first down yardage is Hunter Gravatt. He made the reception. I don't think they're going to give him enough forward progress. He's going to be short by about a yard. It's going to be fourth and short, very manageable. So a big fourth down play coming up here again.
Connor Carraher with a really nice play there for Riverside.
Earlier in this ball game, in about this same spot on the field going the other way, they went for it and got about 15 yards.
Hey, yeah, that sounds good this time around.
Here we are, fourth down and one. The line of scrimmage is at the 29-yard line. The ball on the near side hash mark. The wide side of the field is to Caleb Fossenbarger's left. Wide receivers to each side of the field. Sloan Pelican is a running back on fourth and one, waiting for the snap. Handed off to Pelican into the middle, and he should have it. He looks like his forward progress. He got about a yard extra.
Yep.
Ball is going to be all
first
the way
down
to the 27-yard line, first and 10.
All right, good run by Pelican, 58. David Lozano on the stop.
Well, Johnson Brock's had success on these fourth down tries today. Tell you what, this is a good football team that they're facing here in the Chargers. You can see why that football team is 8-1 on the year. They're only lost to Humphrey St. Francis, and we all know about St. Francis and the Flyers. 4:52 to go, third quarter, 20-14. Johnson-Brock up by 6. Eagles with the football at the 27-yard line, first and 10. Fossenbarger runs it himself up the middle. He's inside the 25, down near the 21 or 2, and then gets thrown back and gang-tackled by three or four defenders there, but Fossenbarger running tough.
Good play by the interior of the Riverside defense, led by Carraher, number 5.
Spot the football just outside the 21-yard line. Gain of 5 on the carry. Second down and 5 yards to go. Johnson Brock, 4:20 to play in the third quarter. 20-14, Eagles lead it. Perriott comes to the near side as a wide receiver. Gravatt goes wide to the left. Sloan Pelican is the running back on the left hip of Caleb Fossenbarger. There's a snap. Fossenbarger gives to Pelican, and he's going to get short yardage, maybe a yard, not much more than that. And Johnson Brock not having a lot of success in the middle there right now.
Right. That was led by number 40, Charlie Keene for Riverside, but several Chargers ended up converging.
Just saw Hunter Gravatt return the favor and help a couple of defenders back to their feet here for the Chargers. Boy, I like to see that kind of sportsmanship. These players are helping one another back to their feet, even the opposition. We haven't seen that all season. Not every game that happens. All right, third down, 4 yards to go. The football just outside the 20. Fossenbarger with trips to his left, has the snap, wants to throw, throws it out to the left. Pass is going to be complete to Behrens. He turns the corner. Behrens on his feet. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds, but not until he's inside the 10 down to the 5. Jalen Behrens has just given the Eagles a first and goal at the 5-yard line. A little flat pass out to the left. He caught the ball, then turned down the left sideline and took it all the way, tiptoeing down to the 5. It'll be first and goal, Johnson Brock. Who caught that one? Did you catch that?
Yeah,
number 21, Jalen Barron.
I thought you'd want to mention that.
Yep, that worked.
First and goal at the 5, Fossenbarger puts a wide receiver to the right and left. Calling his count, Caleb Fossenbarger. He'll run it himself to the right. Now ducks inside, fighting near the goal line. He's
touchdown.
In. Touchdown. 5-yard touchdown carry for Caleb Fossenbarger. The score coming with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. A 5-yard run, and that was set up by that nice reception and run down to the 5 there by Behrens. And Caleb Fossenbarger has his second rushing touchdown of the evening, this one from 5 yards out. Johnson Brock up now, 26-14, with the ensuing two-point conversion coming up. They break the huddle and come over the football. Wide receivers to each side, Gravatt to the left, Perriott to the right. Calling his count, Fossenbarger wants to throw. Looking into the end zone, the pass is knocked away and falls incomplete. And the score remains 26-14 with 3:14 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency, located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jay Cortache in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Well, an 8-play, 43-yard drive capped by a 5-yard touchdown carry by Caleb Fossenbarger. That was set up by a nice reception by Behrens to get the ball down to the 5-yard line. The conversion attempt failed, but Johnson Brock now goes up 26-14, and this all happens with 3:14 left to play in the third period. Again, the scoring drive recap courtesy of Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. All right, Sloan Pelican will tee it up at the 30-yard line. Johnson Brock with their biggest lead of the ball game, up now by 12, 26-14. Pelican ready to kick it away. Here's his kick. Driving end over ender. They're going to field the football at the 4, out to the 5, the 10, out across the 15, at the 20. Some open running out here, and now finally gang tackled across the 25. On the return, bringing the football out there once again was Tony Berger, and he's dangerous.
Yeah, he's definitely shifty.
I get nervous every time he touches the football.
He was another just a tackle or two away from breaking that thing, brought down by Hawley and Behrens for the Eagles.
So the football is going to be marked at the 27-yard line, first and 10 for the Chargers as they come over now trailing 26-14. Quarterback Trent Carraher, empty backfield, all alone back there, puts Bloom in motion. Hand the ball to Bloom. He'll try and run around the right side. Broke a tackle. He's got some room. He's got some speed. He's got first down yardage out near midfield all the way out to the 39-yard line. He'll have a gain of 13 yards.
Run out of bounds by Perry, by Randy, I believe. They got Berger in the backfield there running a Wildcat-type offense.
That's what they did to us. All right, so the football is going to be marked, they say, out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Berger is the set as a Wildcat or as the quarterback now. What happened to our quarterback? Carraher, he's on the sideline. Berger's going to run with the football on the direct snap, tried to hurdle a tackle, and then gets gang-tackled, and he'll be dropped near midfield at the 40 after a gain of about 4 on the carry down to the 39-yard line. Looks like Carraher is standing here on the sideline.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be running back into the ballgame.
All right, let's hope he's okay. Brought down there by Benham and Bowling for the Eagles.
Second down, 6 yards to go coming up now for the Chargers. The football is at the 39-yard line of the Eagles. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Riverside High School. Trent Carraher has a receiver set to his left here. That's Jack Molt, the freshman, is in there now. and a slot to the left. Bolt's in motion. Now flags are thrown. There may have been movement there. That's going to be a procedure penalty, and that'll cost the Chargers 5 yards.
Still got number 6, Berger, in the backfield. Carraher was lined out wide that time, Randy. They're doing some shifty things right now.
They got a 5 and a 6 out there, and they're messing with the old guy. That's why you're here, Blaine.
Hey, no, we're in this together.
2:01 to go in the third quarter. Clock running. Third down and 11. Tony Berger is the quarterback, we'll call him. He's a single man back there waiting for the snap. Berger takes the snap, gives to Molt. Molt, the freshman, he's got some speed, and he got hit and paid the price.
Wow.
At the 39-yard line after a gain of about 5. So it's going to bring up third down and still about 6 yards to go. Big third down play here. Connor Carraher brings the play in from the sideline, and Trent Carraher, who was the quarterback, now remains over here on the sideline. That means that taking the snap will be Tony Berger. Berger's a dangerous ball carrier here. They want to get the ball right into his hands directly. Third down and 6 at the 39. Big third down play. Tony Berger calling his starting count for the Chargers. Waiting for a snap from center. Has a snap. He'll run the ball right straight up the middle himself, and he'll be stopped short of the first down at the 36-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and still about 3 yards to go for the Chargers.
Nice play by number 36, Mason Benham, to bring him down.
Well, trailing by 12, 26-14, less than a minute to go in the third quarter. I think there's no doubt here the Chargers will go after this on fourth down. The last thing they want to do is give the ball back over to Johnson Brock with a 12-point lead. Clock down to 45 seconds to go in the period. Fourth down and 3. Big play here. Fourth down at the 36-yard line of Johnson Brock. Waiting for the snap from center. Rolling to the left. They pitch it out here to Berger. He'll have first down yardage and be taken out of bounds near the 30-yard line. Got about 5 on the carry. And it'll be a first and 10 for the Chargers at the 30 of Johnson Brock. Clock is down to 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, strong play to the left side by number 6, Berger. Ran out of bounds by number 10, Caleb Fossberger, for the Eagles.
All right, first and 10. The ball on the left side hash mark in from the near side of the field. They move from our right to left with the wide side of the field to the right of Trent Carraher. Carraher is the quarterback, has the snap. Keeps it himself up the middle. Oh, running tough. Got about 5, maybe even 6 yards. He's down to the 25-yard line. Gain a 5-second down and 5. Clock down to 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Good open field tackle by Fossberger again.
You get the feeling this puppy might just come right down to the wire.
This is a good game, Randy.
Just inside the 25-yard line is where it's marked. Second down and 5. Carraher is the quarterback. To his left is Berger. Takes a snap, fumbles a snap, picks it up. Now wants to throw the ball out to the left. The pass falls incomplete as time expires in the third quarter. So after 3 quarters of play, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Riverside Chargers 26-14. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we have a scoring update from Kennesaw. After 1 quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading Kennesaw 16-6. The score after 1, Sacred Heart over Kennesaw. Here it's 26-14 as we move to fourth quarter action. Carraher gets a snap, gives the ball off, runs to his left, and has first down yardage inside the 20. Looks to be down near about the 18-yard line. Keep in mind here, it's a 12-point lead right now for Johnson Brock. The Eagles not having much luck tonight on those two-point conversions. They lead it now 26-14 as we are here in the opening seconds of this fourth and final stanza. Wide receiver Connor Carraher splits wide to the left. Bloom is a flanker slot to the right. Trent Carraher back to pass. Pressure coming. Unloads a pass. Bloom is there. Makes the reception. Touchdown. An 18-yard touchdown pass to Bloom from 18 yards out. And, boy, a quick score like that sure changes the complexion of things here in a hurry. The score coming in the opening minute of this fourth quarter, 11:34 to play in the fourth, an 18-yard pass from Trent Carraher. So now we're at 26-20, and we'll have them line up to go for two. Bloom is apparently battling a cramp over here. He's on the sideline with a Charlie horse in that calf they're working on here on the sideline. Nice job on the reception there by Bloom, though, for that touchdown. Carson Bloom caught that one. Now we'll have the try for the 2 points here. 6-point ball game right now. They line it up. Carraher has Berger to his right. Keeps it himself. Trying to run out. He's going to be hit. Now broke. Comes back around the other way. Coming toward the left sideline. A fight to the pylon. And he's in for the 2-point conversion.
Great effort.
Carraher had to run 40 yards to get it, but he got the 2-point conversion. 26-22, a 4-point ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Sporting Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, the Chargers right back in this one. They scored quickly here to start this fourth period. An 18-yard touchdown pass, Trent Carraher to Carson Bloom, capped a six-play, 52-yard drive. Trent Carraher carried in for the 2-point conversion, ran all the way to one side of the field and all the way back to the other, about a 40-yard 2-point conversion run there.
I'll just say that was a well-deserved 2-point conversion.
Yeah, it was. 26-22, Johnson Brock still up by four with 11:34 to play in the ballgame. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. All right, the ball teed up. Tony Berger to kick it away. Here's his kick.
Forget
an onside short kick. It's going to be fielded and falling on the football at the 28-yard line. Getting on it was Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, very alertly, it's obvious what Buckmeyer's instructions are.
Heads up play by Lane Buckmeyer for the Eagles.
Gets the ball and get down on it. And he did so there. Gives Johnson Brock field position at the 28-yard line. So the short kickoff did not work there. For Riverside, Lane Buckmeyer very alertly caught the football and got down on it at the 28. Here come the Eagles, leading by four, 26-22. Crucial drive here. Fossenbarger, two receivers to his right, calls his cadence, pitches the ball back to Pelican. Pelican downfield, got some running room. Fossenbarger really took a pop that time, but got rid of the football at the very last instant off to Sloan Pelican, and Pelican turned it into an 8 or 9 yard gain. Give him 8 on the carry.
Good run by Pelican, brought down by Lane Swierczak for the Riverside Chargers.
Boy, did Fossenbarger take a hit, though. He really got popped by Lane Zerwick over there. Swierczak. Ball is going to be marked now at the 36-yard line, second down and two. After a gain of 8, to the left side comes Gravatt. To the right is Perriott. Pelican sets in the backfield next to Fossenbarger on second and two. Fossenbarger has the snap. Gets to Pelican, and he's tackled and hit in the backfield. His forward momentum still managed to get about a yard, so it's going to bring up third down and about one to go here. Boy, they didn't give him the progress at all. Look at that.
No. Swierczak blew it up in the backfield and pretty much stopped him in his tracks.
He dove through the air out easily to the 37, and the ball is back near the 36. It's still third and two.
Yeah, tough spot for the Eagles.
All right. Big play here. Third down and two. 10:18 to go in the ballgame. Trips to the left. Passing. They're showing a passing look here. Trips to the left for Fossenbarger. On third and two, he takes a snap. Fossenbarger wants to run. Now throws it downfield. The pass falls incomplete. Wait a minute. Are we going to... Oh, there was a lot of contact. Is that
there's
ball
a flag.
Arrived?
No, there's a flag down there.
We do have a flag. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep, I thought we had to get a flag there. That looked like the receiver, Sloan Pelican, was hit well ahead of the pass arriving. Pass interference will be the call.
Right.
And that's a good call. He was hit before the football arrived. And they'll mark the football. Gentlemen, can we get the lights turned on? Guys, can we turn the lights on? Really appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Penalty yardage is going to put the ball inside the 30. Again, we want to mention the great hospitality we're receiving here tonight at Riverside. Boy, they've just been top-notch all the way. A great seat in the press box. Great ball game. Very entertaining.
That penalty is a 15-yarder, Andy, so that was a potential 3 or 4 yard gain, and now the Eagles are marching all of a sudden.
Football's inside the 30, marking at the 28-yard line, first and 10. Wide to the right goes Nick Perriott. To the left side comes Hunter Gravatt. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger on first and 10 at the 28, waits for the snap from center. Fossenbarger gets the snap, has the football. Now flags are thrown and whistles sound before the play unfolds. What do we got here?
Now we're going backwards.
Delay of game. Oh, my goodness. That's the kind of mistake that just drives you nuts. A delay of game penalty, 5 yards after Johnson Brock really had some momentum going there. And that can be a killer, but it's still first and 15, so put the football back to the 33-yard line now. First down and 15. Johnson Brock leads 26-22, 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. Fossenbarger calling his cadence. Long count, has the snap, pitches the ball back to the trailing back, running to the left side, trying to turn the corner and taken out of bounds is Behrens. Jalen Behrens gets yardage down near the 31-yard line. He's going to get about 4 yards on the carry here to the left sideline.
Moult and Carraher, number 87, Connor Carraher with some great pursuit there.
Mark the football just outside the 30 at the 31-yard line. It'll be second down and still about 12, almost 13 yards to go. Good pursuit defensively. Second down and long. We'll call it second and 12 from the 31. Out to the right side. That's Nick Perriott wide right in a slot to the right. Sets Gravatt. All alone empty backfield for Caleb Fossenbarger on second and 12. Fossenbarger has the snap, and again, timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock. 9 minutes, 56 seconds to play in the ballgame. Johnson Brock on top, 26-22. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
This is Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's Blaine Behrens over there. We're having a good time. Hope you're having a good time. 9:56 to play. Johnson Brock up by 4 after the timeout. Face second down and 12. Fossenbarger keeps the football and runs to his left. He's got room to the 20, the 15, the 10, to the 5, and driven down at the 5-yard line, and a flag is thrown. That's going to be a horse collar.
All right. Great play by Fossenbarger, brought down by number 87, Connor Carraher.
Caleb Fossenbarger found running room down the left sideline, got the ball down near the 5 or 6-yard line, and then was tackled on that horse collar tackle from behind and thrown out of bounds. And a flag was thrown on the tackle. That's probably going to be half the distance to the goal line. Any way you slice it, Johnson Brock's going to be facing first and goal.
That play was well designed, Randy. The patience and then just to cut it back to the left and follow his blockers was brilliant by Fossenbarger.
All right, the football is going to be marked at the 4-yard line. That's where they spot it. First down and goal at the 4. Fossenbarger, Perriott to the left side. Calls his starting count. Fossenbarger keeps it himself. He's going to run to the pylon. A flag is thrown. He's in for the touchdown, but we've got a flag on the play back at the 5-yard line, and that's going to be holding against the Eagles. And for the second time tonight, we've had a touchdown called back with a holding penalty.
Yeah, we're going back and forth here. We got to stay mentally strong.
The ball was at the 4-yard line, so now we're going to have a holding penalty assessed against the Eagles. That'll cost them 10 and put the football back to the 14-yard line. And what's worse is take 6 points off the board because Fossenbarger had gone into the end zone standing up. So now, a bit of a challenge again here for this Eagle offense. First and goal at the 14-yard line of Riverside. High school football coming your way on KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Johnson Brock Eagles come over the ball with trips receivers to the left for Caleb Fossenbarger on first and goal at the 14. Fossenbarger has the snap. He'll run with the football right up the middle, inside the 10, down near the 9-yard line goes Caleb Fossenbarger, and then they throw him back. And again, he's not going to get the spot he deserved. Look at that. They're going to put the ball at the 10. He was well inside the 10, closer to the 9. Look at that.
Run brought down by Bloom and Connor Carraher. Again, we've been calling his name a lot.
Gain of 4 on the carry for Caleb Fossenbarger. Third down and goal at the 10. 9:19 to go. It's a 4-point ball game. 26-22. Johnson Brock leads it. Wide to the right, Perriott. In a slot to the right, sets Hunter Gravatt. Empty backfield for Caleb Fossenbarger. Sloan Pelican is flanked to the right in the slot. Fossenbarger rolls to his right. Now ducks back inside, runs with the football. He's going to be down inside. Now flags come in as he's tackled down inside the 5. What do you got?
I'm thinking face mask.
Well, the flags came on the tackle at the 5-yard line. That's where Fossenbarger had it. Now let's see what the call is going to be. It is penalty yardage against the Chargers.
Right.
Half the distance to the goal, puts the ball down to the 2-yard line.
Face mask call against Chargers. We'll put the ball at the 2-yard line.
Randy, the first three quarters were pretty penalty free in the fourth.
What do we got? Is it second down? Yes.
Second down at the
2-yard line. Second and goal at the 2. Fossenbarger, fumble on the football. Pelican dives after it. I think Sloan Pelican got back on the football, but oh my, what a dangerous thing to have happen there for the Eagles. And such a close call for the Chargers. They had a chance to get after that loose football.
Connor Carraher right there.
All right, they lose a down and a yard. The ball is out to the 3 now, and it's going to be third down and goal at the 3-yard line. The football just inside the 3. Receivers to the right, third down and 3, 8:19 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock up by 4. Fossenbarger has the snap. He wants to throw. Going to throw to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Or the touchdown, making the reception. I think getting that was Gravatt, right?
Hunter Gravatt.
Yep, Hunter Gravatt on the receiving end of that one, and that will go as a 3-yard touchdown pass complete to Hunter Gravatt. And the score comes with 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. That pushes our score 32-22, puts Johnson Brock back up by 10 as the Eagles come over the football to try and go for 2. Not a lot of luck on 2-point conversions tonight. Calling the snap, back to pass is Sloan Pelican. Pelican throws out to the right. The pass is going to be complete. Who made the catch?
Ryan Bowling.
Bowling, all right. From Pelican to Bowling, that's a combination we haven't mentioned. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, a 6-play, 52-yard drive there for the Eagles. The touchdown came on a 3-yard touchdown pass from Caleb Fossenbarger. It was complete to Hunter Gravatt for the TD, and then Sloan Pelican threw out to Ryan Bowling for the 2-point conversion. And now it's 34-22. Johnson Brock back up by 12 with 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the football game. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. 34-22, your Johnson Brock Eagles up by 12 with 8:08 to go. But, boy, this is an explosive offense for Riverside. Don't get too comfortable, Blaine.
Yeah, this is a good fourth quarter here, and both teams are battling real hard right now.
This has just been a well-played football game. Lots of good sportsmanship, players helping one another back to their feet. You don't see that every day. Pelican has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Molt and Berger are the deep men, back to return it. Here's Pelican's kick, a high end-over-ender, hangs up there. Going to be fielded at the 12, out to the 15. Berger is taken out of bounds across the 20, and he'll be knocked out of bounds at the 23-yard line, and that's where the Chargers will begin this drive, trailing by 12, 34-22, with 8:03 to play here in the fourth quarter.
Leighton Barron's on the stop for the Eagles, but I want to say again, Pelican is really tricking that ball up the tee. He's doing some different things, and it's working pretty good so far.
They don't want to kick it to these return men and risk the big return.
They're dangerous.
Yeah, they're aware of the speed here. Trent Carraher, the senior quarterback, 140-pounder, breaks the huddle and brings him up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Carson Bloom in a slot to the right side. The running back is Tony Berger set next to him. Calling his starting count, Trent Carraher gives off to Berger. Berger starts out to his left. He's going to be driven out of bounds after a short gain. They knocked him out of bounds short of the 30-yard line, around the 27. Looks to be a gain of about 4, maybe 5 on the carry.
Barron's and Gravatt run him out of bounds.
Give him a gain of 4 on the play. That stops the clock with 7:57 to go. That's important, too, at this part of the ball game. Gain of 4, second down and 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 27. The ball is on the near hash mark. The left side of the field is the wide side of the field. Wide receiver Jack Molt goes wide out to the left. Quarterback Trent Carraher puts Bloom in motion to the left, throws out to Bloom on a flare pass. Bloom is hit by Sloan Pelican, but not before he picks up first down yardage out to around the 34-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Chargers.
Nice play by Riverside. Good catch by Bloom. Good coverage by Pelican. First down.
Clock shows 7:51 to play here now. Clock is running in the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock clinging to a 12-point lead, 34-22 here in the Class D2 8-man football playoffs. We're in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, Riverside High School. Trent Carraher has a snap. He's back to pass. Pressure coming. Downfield, there's Bloom, and the pass is intercepted. Johnson Brock with the interception at the 29-yard line. Gravatt got it at the 29, jumped up right in front of Carson Bloom, the intended receiver. That was perfectly played.
Huge play.
Blaine Barron.
Huge play. What a play by Hunter Gravatt.
And Bloom is upset. He thinks he was interfered with. He threw his helmet to the ground. The young man better calm down. You start throwing helmets, the official may not take that well. Great job there by Gravatt. Hunter Gravatt couldn't have played that any more perfectly on defense. Jumped up right in front of the intended receiver and got the interception. Johnson Brock with the ball, first and 10. They begin this drive at their own 29-yard line. Caleb Fossenbarger, your quarterback. Pelican, the running back, keeps it himself. Around the left side comes Fossenbarger. Down the left sideline, he'll have first down yardage. He's down to the 40-yard line, a gain of 11 yards on the carry for Caleb Fossenbarger.
Berger on the tackle for Riverside.
Carson Bloom still throwing a bit of a tantrum over here on the sideline. The young man is upset. Ball is going to be marked at the 40-yard line. First and 10 now for the Eagles. They lead it 34-22, 7:21 to play in the football game. Wide receiver right side, Nick Perriott. To the left is Hunter Gravatt. Quarterback, Caleb Fossenbarger has the snap. Gives to Sloan Pelican. Pelican hit at the line and then powers forward. He got 2 yards there when there was nothing as he was hit right at the line and managed to gain 2.
Tough run by Pelican, brought down by number 6, Tony Berger again.
Last week, I think I described Sloan Pelican as kind of a bowling ball type runner.
Tough guy in the middle.
Kind of rolls into the pins.
That's right.
Fly all directions. Gain of about 3 they're going to give him and put the football between the 37 and 38-yard line. We'll call it second down and 7. Inside of 7 minutes to go in the game, 6:49. They just want to run some clock here now, setting on a 12-point lead. Two wide receivers right. Fossenbarger has a single set back behind him. Fossenbarger calls his cadence, takes a snap.
There
he keeps it himself up the middle. He'll have first down yardage all the way to the 25-yard line.
87, Connor Carraher just stops him before he was going to break free for a touchdown.
Connor Carraher was the last line of defense there for the Chargers. The football is just outside the 25 at the 26. Great job by Fossenbarger, the senior signal caller here for Johnson Brock. Caleb gives the Eagles a first down at the 26-yard line. First and 10, Johnson Brock. Clock running, 6:18 to go in the football game. Eagles up by 12, 34-22. Wide receiver right is Perriott. To the left is Gravatt. Fossenbarger letting that clock wind down as far as he can here before he takes a snap. Fossenbarger with Pelican set to his left. Takes a snap, gives to Pelican. Sloan Pelican driving tacklers forward. Fights his way down close to the 20-yard line. Is where they'll mark it. Give him a gain of 5 on the carry. Second down and 5 yards to go, and that clock continues to run.
Berger on the stop again. Pretty similar play up the middle with Pelican. It's a nice little 4 or 5 yard gain.
Chargers have all 3 of their timeouts remaining. Johnson Brock has 2 timeouts left. The ball is now spotted just outside the 20. Second down and 5. Parry it to the right. To the left is Gravatt. Quarterback, Fossenbarger. Waiting for his snap from center is Fossenbarger. Has the snap, turns, gives the ball off, running forward into the middle. Carrying the football was Jalen Behrens that time. He'll have short yardage down to about the 20. Give him a gain of a couple. It'll bring up third down, about 4 yards to go now.
Looks like stopped by number 58, David Lozano up there in the middle.
Coming up on the 5-minute mark. There it is, 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock with a 12-point lead. Up by 12, a 2-possession lead. They have the football, third down, 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the Charger 20. And, of course, the Eagles are taking their time getting up to the line of scrimmage. They want to utilize all the clock in the world they can in this possession. Fossenbarger puts trips to his right. Sloan Pelican in a slot to the right. Running to his right is Fossenbarger. Turns it up field and dives forward close to the first down, but I don't think he got there.
We'll see the spot, Randy.
Boy, it's going to be tight. I'm not sure. Depends on, it's one of those right foot, left foot things. And he does have it. First and 10. Huge first down play there.
Yes.
For the Johnson Brock Eagles as Fossenbarger gets the football to the 16-yard line. Actually has it just inside the 16. The ball is on the far side hash mark now. The wide side for Johnson Brock is to their left, to our side of the field. That's Nick Perriott wide to the right. Gravatt comes wide left. Sloan Pelican, he sets in the backfield next to Fossenbarger, first and 10 at the 15-yard line. We're coming up on 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock waiting to snap that football when the clock winds down. Fossenbarger has the snap. Keeps it himself, runs right behind Pelican, and he'll get yardage inside the 15. Down near the 14, looks to have a gain of a couple, and the clock continues to run. If things go well for the rest of this one, we'll tell you right now, we're pretty sure Johnson Brock would be at home next week. Regardless whether they would be at home or on the road, we will have live coverage for you. We can promise you that. Don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse here. Still 3:25 to go in the ball game, but the Eagles are up by 12. They're facing second down, 8 yards to go. Even with these next 3 downs, there's not going to be a lot of time left on the clock.
Right.
Inside the 15 at the 14 on second down and 8. Caleb Fossenbarger has the snap. Gives the ball off to Pelican. Pelican all the way down inside the 10. Or was that Behrens carrying the ball?
Behrens.
Okay. Jalen Behrens, the ball carrier. He was set at the running back, and Jalen has it inside the 10, where it'll be third down and a long 3 now. Inside of 3 minutes to go. The clock is the friend of the Eagles right now. A long road trip all the way up here to Cedar Rapids to face a very fine Riverside Charger football team. Their only loss this season came to Humphrey St. Francis, and you can see why. Trips out to the right for Caleb Fossenbarger on third down and 3. Fossenbarger taking his time, waiting for the snap. Has the ball, runs to his right. Now he's going to throw the ball into the end zone. Touchdown. I think that was Perriott. Perriott made the reception. The line of scrimmage was at the 13. Is that where we were?
I believe so.
Yes, and that was to Perriott, right?
Nick Perriott.
Perriott made the reception, and that pretty much sealed the fate here for the Chargers as Johnson Brock has jumped out 40-22. This score coming with 2:18 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll call that a 13-yard touchdown pass. Fossenbarger out there to Nick Perriott, and boy, I'll tell you, the final score, here's the try for the two-point conversion, rolling to the right, Pelican. Pelican tries to throw near the goal line. The pass falls incomplete. Conversion attempt fails, and the score remains 40-22. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, Blaine Barron's back with you. This is one of those games where the final score is not going to be indicative of how the game went here. It looks like right now kind of a bit of a blowout, 40-22. It has been anything but that tonight. It's been a real dogfight here. Johnson Brock has had to fight and scrap every bit of the way. This scoring drive took nine plays to go 51 yards. A 13-yard touchdown pass, Caleb Fossenbarger to Nick Perriott. All set up, though, by the interception by Perriott, right?
Gravatt,
that's correct. Gravatt got that interception down here, and that's what started this pretty much game-sealing, win-sealing drive to put Johnson Brock up 40-22. Don't go away. We've got 2:18 left to play here. Stay with us. Sloan Pelican comes forward to kick it away. A little bouncing kick, squib kick, going to be picked up at the 10, out to the 15, the 20. Into the open, the 25, midfield, the 40, and tripped up at the 33-yard line on the return, the freshman, Jack Bolt. And that's how explosive these Chargers can be.
Yeah, Pelican just saved a touchdown there.
Never get comfortable. Pelican, the kicker, is the man that made the tackle. They tell me this Jack Bolt's quite a basketball player also, only a freshman. They're looking for big things from him in the round ball season. Football is spotted now at the 33-yard line. First down and 10 for the Chargers. They're trailing 40-22 as they come over the football. Back to pass, wanting to throw the football. Trent Carraher downfield has a receiver. Pass is complete inside the 25 near the 23. Should be enough for a first down.
Perriott and Pelican on the coverage for the Eagles.
Clock shows 2:02 to play. The clock has stopped. The official still hasn't started the clock. And the ball is spotted at the 22-yard line. Now the clock begins to run. Quarterback Trent Carraher has the snap. He's back to pass. Here comes pressure. Now he's going to run with the football. Turns it upfield. He wants to get out of bounds and stop the clock. He'll have a gain inside the 20 down near the 18-yard line. But keep in mind, it's 40-22, an 18-point lead right now for Johnson Brock. Under 2 minutes to go in the ball game, a minute 49 showing on the game clock. Line of scrimmage is at the 19-yard line. Second down, 6 yards to go. And congratulations to both of these teams on a well-played football game here tonight. This has been a hard-fought contest. Lots of confusion on the defense here over who's going to be in the game. Bloom comes out now, still confused over what they're doing here on this offensive snap. Now they're finally lined up. Carraher takes a snap. He's back to pass. Pressure's there. Throwing deep into the end zone. There's a receiver. The ball is tipped away. And again, wonderful pass defense. Perriott down there got right in front of the intended receiver.
I think Fossenbarger and Gravatt on this side, Randy. So I know you've got a bad angle right there.
If you wonder why I'm having this, 23 and 33 is what we're dealing
yep.
with. And it was Gravatt that time. Also Fossenbarger back there. But, boy, we have seen some fantastic pass defense.
Great coverage.
Yeah, the incompletion stops the clock, however, with a minute 42 to go. And now it's third down, 6 yards to go from the 19-yard line. Third down and six. Still three timeouts on the board there for the Chargers. Should they score, you know, Johnson Brock can't just take knees and run it out either. All right, Carraher has the snap. He's back to pass. Sets. Now scrambles. Pressure coming. Carraher's going to have to run with the football. Now does throw it. The pass is out of bounds, caught out of bounds. It'll be ruled a... Oh, they're going to give him the catch. How about that?
Yeah, great catch.
Wow. And enough for the first down. It'll be first and goal at the 9-yard line. A minute 32 to go. Look how quickly Riverside has come down the field. Man, a minute 32 to go, and these Riverside Chargers, there's no quitting that football team. They've come down the field in a hurry here. Inside the 10-yard line, first and goal. Trent Carraher with a minute 32 to play. His team trailing by 18, 40-22. Oh, bad snap. Carraher has to run back and fall on the football all the way out at the 26-yard line. And what a heartbreak that has to be for the senior quarterback. as that snap didn't get there. Timeout taken on the field with a minute 25 to go in the ballgame. 40-22, Johnson Brock on their way to advancing in the playoffs. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barron's back with you in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska at Riverside High School. A minute 27 left to play in the game. 40-22, Johnson Brock up by 18. Riverside now facing second down and goal from the 26-yard line. Second and goal at the 26 after that bad snap. Trent Carraher calls his starting count. Back to pass. No, check that. That's Berger wanting to throw. He's going to throw deep down into the end zone. Pass falls incomplete. Incompleted pass stops the clock with a minute 20 to go in the game. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. We'll have a complete scoring recap of all the scoring in the second half. And, boy, it's been an exciting 24 minutes of football here since the halftime intermission. 40-22, Johnson Brock a minute and 20 seconds away from advancing to next Friday night's third round of the playoffs. I have no idea who the opponent might be, but I was assured by the powers that be that they're fairly certain Johnson Brock would have a home game.
You're correct, Randy.
Doing anything next Friday night, Blaine?
Hopefully watching some football.
Okay. Ball is going to be marked out at the 26-yard line. Third down and goal. Coming over the football are the Chargers. Carraher will take the snap. He's got a receiver to the left. Carraher hands the ball. Running up the middle with running room is Berger. And he'll be dropped inside the right at the 15-yard line is where they'll mark him down.
Fossenberger on the stop for the Eagles.
So they'll mark it there. They'll come to line up quickly. Clock down to 105, 104. Carraher, fourth down and goal from the 15. Calling his count. He'll want to be throwing toward the end zone. Carraher, all kinds of time. There's a flag thrown, and the pass falls incomplete. The flag is thrown. If that's holding, that will, of course, be declined, and Johnson Brock will take over the football on downs.
Hey, look at that. All right.
Yep, holding is the call. Penalty declined. It'll be Johnson Brock's football with 53 seconds to go. Now, they do have two timeouts left, but it would be kind of a silly thing to do to use them. I mean, you're down by 18. You're not going to score three times in 53 seconds. Johnson Brock should be able to just take a knee and run this thing out unless Riverside wants to use those timeouts, but I would be surprised to see that.
That looks like we're going to take a knee here, Randy.
Yeah. Caleb Fossenbarger, the victory formation, waiting for a snap, puts it down the knee, and Riverside will not use their timeouts. They'll let the clock run. So Johnson Brock will have to come out and take a knee one more time. We invite you to join us for the post-game show brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. We'll take a look at the scoring in the second half and wrap things up for you. And then right after our post-game, we encourage you to tune over to our sister station, KTNC, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, Sacred Heart Irish. The last we heard, we're leading Kennesaw. John Nixon has the call for you on that game. Fossenbarger watching the clock wind down to 18 seconds. He'll take the snap, take a knee, and that is your football game. Your final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles defeat the Riverside Chargers 40-22 is your final. Stay tuned. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with our post-game show and look at that Armbruster Motor Company scoring recap coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dunn's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dunn's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dunn's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Cedar Rapids Riverside High School. I'm Randy Gatula along with Blaine Behrens. It's time now for the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring wrap, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. They've been in business since 1951, currently offering Chevrolet, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. We're going to take a 30-second break here just for a moment, and we'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, now to take a look at this second half scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. Our halftime score was 20-14. Johnson Brock clinging to a 6-point lead, but boy, lots of fireworks in the second half. At 3:14 to play in the third quarter, a 5-yard touchdown run by Caleb Fossenbarger. That was set up by a pass reception where Behrens took the ball all the way to the 5, capped an 8-play 43-yard drive. The conversion attempt failed, and the score went 26-14. However, here came the Chargers battling back in the opening minute of the fourth quarter. An 18-yard touchdown pass from Carraher that went to Carson Bloom capped a 6-play, 52-yard drive. Carraher carried in for the 2-point conversion, and suddenly we had a 4-point football game, 26-22. From there, however, it was all Johnson Brock. 8:08 to play in the fourth quarter. A 3-yard touchdown pass, Caleb Fossenbarger, was complete to Gravatt. That was good from a 6-play, 52-yard drive. The 2-point conversion went from Pelican to Bowling on the pass, made it 34-22. And then after a key interception down here, Johnson Brock got the ball back late, and with 2:18 to go in the ballgame, a 13-yard touchdown pass, Caleb Fossenbarger to Nick Perriott, capped a 9-play, 51-yard drive. The conversion failed, but Johnson Brock was up by 18, 22-14, and that's our final score tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles get the win, and they will advance. Stay with us. We're going to take another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with some final thoughts here from Cedar Rapids right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we're back for a final time here tonight at Riverside High School. A hard-fought contest as the Johnson Brock Eagles get the win tonight, 40-22 over Riverside. Blaine Behrens, great job tonight. Your thoughts?
Hey, hats off to both teams, Randy. Great game overall, and hearts go out to Riverside. They had a fantastic season.
Now, they've got a good football team here, and Johnson Brock was in a real dogfight throughout the night. So a big win next Friday night. The Eagles will advance, and we'll have live coverage of their game whenever and wherever that might be.
And thank you for having me, Randy. I appreciate it.
We enjoyed having you with us here, Blaine. Great job. So that about wraps it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Blaine Behrens and Brian Hurd, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles 40 and the Riverside Chargers 22. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school playoff football on Sunny 101.3.